Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 and a half the hour, the Good Day program, and our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's the complimentary piece, complimentary hour, if you will, to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. There are two or three different things that are now being added together to give you a succinct overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, which is the country's foremost format. How do you like that, ladies? Pretty good alliteration, huh? The first and foremost format.
Woo-hoo. Sounds good.
Love. Yeah, love alliteration.
All right. Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Jennifer from KRLA in Los Angeles. Jay from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And Doug Steffen is here from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What a coincidence, huh? That I could be Doug Steffen and I could be on the program and work my magic with the two of you. Pretty cool.
Such a mind bend.
Yeah, it is. Right, exactly. All right, okay. So, for the week, there are some things that seem to get repeated with regularity and some new things. Oftentimes, I start with number one. We go through the list, and then we pick some of the things. I think that I really kind of want to spend, we've got three or four things here that are on everybody's mind, and Supreme Court activity certainly is one of them, and the developments that have taken place this week in the gun debate, which is actually number five with the Supreme Court. A couple of developments this week, upending the terrain, I suppose, a manner of speaking, the discussion of guns in the gun debate. Supreme Court ruling striking down a New York state law that restricted people's ability to carry guns in public. I'm sure that, Jennifer, you've talked a lot about this on your morning program on KRLA.
Sure.
This week, because you like to talk about guns. I know you do. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's my favorite. My favorite subject.
Right, exactly. Guns. Ooh. All right. So anyway, this sort of flies. There was an Ohio decision I think we talked about last week, right, where it sort of upended some of the what one might consider common sense gun rules. So what's the essence of this one in New York?
This is really significant, actually, probably the biggest Second Amendment ruling that we've had in this country in decades, probably since the Heller case in the Supreme Court. And just to give you a little context, because it was referenced in the decision that was written by Justice Thomas in this particular decision, in Heller, and Antonin Scalia was the one who wrote the decision on that, it was determined that you have a right under the Second Amendment to protect your house and your family. What it didn't cover is what you have a right to when you leave your home. So how can you protect yourself with a firearm when you leave your home? And that was not covered by Heller. So that has allowed a lot of states, like the state that I live in, California, and the state of New York, a lot of cities, to come up with different laws. And so, for instance, in some parts of the country, you can have a concealed carry permit, or you're just allowed to carry your firearm as you see fit out in public. In California, in Los Angeles, forget about that. The sheriff of L.A. County has not offered sent out concealed carry permits in decades, basically. The new sheriff, a Democrat, just worth it since we know everything has a political impact now, is saying, you know what, crime is up. We can't get to you fast enough, so we're going to start authorizing those permits, but you have to give me a reason. In New York, they'll give you a concealed carry permit, but give them a reason. Right?
What's a reason? What would be a good reason?
Let's say I'm a public figure and I've been threatened and whatever. Or I might be someone who carries around large sums of money back and forth to a bank. Or, you know, you give them a reason about why you might need protection. Mm-hmm. And then they decide whether or not they grant you that concealed carry permit. Well, that's not really constitutional. Most Second Amendment advocates have already said that our rights shall not be infringed upon. That's the Second Amendment, shall not be infringed upon. And so the decision was made that you can't give a governing body the authority to determine whether or not you can carry a weapon. And so this has now really provided the avenue for places to hand out concealed carry permits without an excuse. I don't have to tell you why I need it. It's my right to have it, essentially.
Really? Okay. So that, and I noticed that after the announcement was made by the Supreme Court, the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, said that all this is doing is opening up an additional river that feeds the sea of gun violence. And I can understand the concern, especially, and it seems it's so contrary to what else is in the public discourse, the discussion of what's going on in these schools and how to better, they're related, but are they,
can I give you another way to look at it?
Please.
I actually think it's in complete complement to what's happening right now, and that is that in Uvalde, Texas, or in that grocery store, and in fact we saw in the grocery store what slowed that gunman down was a guard who was able to engage with him with his own weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Hardening targets, giving good guys guns, is going to stop bad guys, and it's going to deter bad guys. There is not a person out there who commits crimes with a concealed carry permit or who is a good-paying, responsible gun owner member of the NRA. These are people who are criminals that are committing these mass shootings, who plan and plot for months about what they want to do and how they're going to reach their notoriety or whatever their desire is. And so to allow more good people who are responsibly going through the process of having a gun, I think is actually going to keep us safer. So for Eric Adams to say it's going to be the Wild West, I don't buy him. I mean, even in Los Angeles, which is super duper liberal, as you know, all of our police are saying there are not enough of us to get to you. Mm-hmm. You have the right to protect yourself mm-hmm. in the 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 minutes it takes for us to get to you.
All right. So now on the other side of this is the Senate landmark gun violence bill, the bipartisan bill that went through this week. It's up for final approval. So what does this – is this a complement to what we were just talking about in the Supreme Court? Is this something different? Are we going down two different angles, the two different roads here, two different paths?
I think we're going to see this challenged pretty immediately, actually. I think the House is going to try to knock it down, but they won't. It'll pass. And unfortunately, the thing that I take issue with in this gun legislation, the one good thing that I like is I hate to say the money because I hate the fact that we have to spend more, but with mental health and getting people trained to recognize the signs of what's going on in the heads of these kids that turn out to be mass shooters, I think that is appropriate if that's what it takes to get people to recognize the signs. I don't know if you need training. I mean, if someone's slicing their face with a knife, that tells you that there's something going on.
There's something going on, yes.
Yeah.
But if the training is what it takes, that's fine. But what I take issue with are the red flag laws because it allows for full weaponization of giving people in charge the ability to decide who gets to defend themselves and who doesn't.
All right. So then how do we, and I don't want to spend we spend a lot of time on this because it is something that has become we're very passionate about this in our conversations. But the problem of gun violence in America is worse here now than it has been, it seems. Maybe that's the news media, maybe that's social media. But also, if you compare us to other nations that we like to compare ourselves to, and then the whole business about guns here, guns on the street, the shoot 'em ups in cities like Chicago every weekend. I think there were 14 people killed in Chicago last weekend. So what do we do if, in fact, this gun safety bill doesn't pass, or it doesn't get challenged, or we have other things that get challenged? Because the Supreme Court really hasn't taken up that many gun bills in the last, in my memory anyway. So how then do we address this business? Is there something new here, or is it saying, well, give more people guns and they'll protect themselves and we'll have less gun violence? That's not something that's sold very easily to the American public.
But it also needs to go into who is getting the guns. Who are we giving the guns to? Not everybody should have the guns.
No. But then back to, is there at least some agreement on who shouldn't have guns? Is that part of the bill?
I think it depends who you ask. Yeah.
Convicted felons shouldn't have guns. And unfortunately, like in El Monte, where I live in California, a felon had a gun and he shot two police officers and killed them. And, in a full ambush. And so... I think the first thing to do is enforce the laws that are already on the books, which are typically not being done already. I do believe that this legislation is going to pass, the bipartisan legislation. I don't love it because I feel like if someone says a mom who is passionate at a school board meeting gets put on the no-fly list, well, that's an argument to not give her a gun. And is that constitutional? So, I want to see stuff that's going to work, that's going to stop these shootings. And I don't believe, unfortunately, that really anything in this bipartisan bill will stop the next one. And I think it's designed to make
somehow
people feel good.
It's psychological approach. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it makes people feel good. Right.
Domestic violence, anybody who's been accused of that should not have a weapon.
In a moment, perhaps a cursory look at number three on the countdown list, the January 6th committee, the hearings. I listened to some of it this week, and I was actually quite interested and intrigued with the people and some of the things they had to say. I'm sure Jennifer has something to say about it, and we'll get to that after this.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
All right, because we don't have enough time to really do justice to the discussion of January 6th, I want to spend a moment or two on number four, the COVID thing. Moderna now says that a COVID-19 variant shot is going to be ready by late summer. Who's going to take it? I don't know that I will. Jay, you want to take that shot?
I'm not sure. The last booster really messed me up.
Yeah. And Jennifer, you aren't, because it doesn't agree with you anyway. So I'm wondering who... I'm thinking there's a burnout factor here among people in the country. Enough already of this. You know, everybody, as Dr. Ken Cronau says, everybody's going to get this whether you like it or not. So why go through the anxiety of the shots? It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the overview, we call this the weekly Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the input from Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program and me, Doug Steffen. Just some of the ways we've handled these conversations with the input as the week continues. There are different bits and pieces of commentary that are necessary to bolster up our discussions. The social media impact here, comments from socials. Jay, we were just talking about COVID. There are a lot of people wondering, as I just did, sort of not too subtly, enough. Okay, enough of the shots, enough of the conversation. So what are you getting for feedback when people are asked about public figures getting COVID because it becomes headline news. This guy got COVID. So
it
what?
It was Dr. Fauci got COVID. That's news. My embryologist is dealing with COVID. That's news. And it's kind of like, well, maybe in 2020 when it was still new and people weren't really sure what was happening, it seemed more notable and newsworthy that celebrities and public figures were getting COVID. At this point, it's kind of not, and that's what a lot of people are chiming in about on social media. Shirley Goodson points out that for musicians, it still might be newsworthy. For instance, Chris Stapleton is the latest to postpone a show due to a positive COVID test. So that makes sense, because tours are getting paused or canceled, having to be rescheduled. Carol Yappel says, I don't need to know the status of people's health that are not in my circle.
Right. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to the gun situation that we were just talking about, because there's more feeling, there's strong feelings as we look at the bipartisan nature of this. So what are people saying, some of our listeners, when it comes to the gun, at least the gun bill?
Yeah, David Young chimes in. These laws don't stop people who want to commit crimes. The people who will be affected are those that won't hurt anyone. What we need is more mental health facilities and more help for these people. Michael Mossy says, the government is like fire. When we control it, it serves us well. When we can't control it, it will burn everything down.
Wait a minute. Hold on to that for a second. Let's try that again. Government is like fire. When we control it, it serves us well. That's an interesting thought, actually.
Yeah. When we can't control it, it will burn everything down.
Yeah. That's an interesting point of view. And there's something to be, one of the reasons I'm thankful for this input from folks is because it does give us something interesting to think about. And it's not that I don't want to take phone calls on some of these things. It's just that my attitude toward phone callers, not that it needs to be aired my laundry in public, I just think that it takes us a long time to find a good caller. In this circumstance, you can get to the heart of the comment and not all of the, hey, thanks for letting me on the phone, or thanks for taking my call, or, all that other BS that gets on the air. We get right to the point here. All right, what else do you have?
Alan Taylor Black says, hopefully it'll be a start to ending the insanity. And Shannon Shepherd chimes in, why are politicians who are American citizens in service trying to violate the U.S. Constitution? This is treasonous by our standards.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Jennifer, you want to take a shot at that? Why are politicians who are American citizens trying to violate the Constitution? What is that? Sounds like a blanket statement. And once again, don't mess with my guns.
Can you guys hear me, by the way?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, good. I didn't know if you could hear me or not before. I don't know exactly what that means, other than read it to me one more time and put it in context for me, Jay.
So regarding the bipartisan deal on gun violence, Shannon Shepherd weighs in, why are politicians who are American citizens in service trying to violate the U.S. Constitution?
Yeah,
this is treasonous by our standards.
Yeah, because, and I don't know if you could say it's treasonous, certainly, but it's definitely in opposition to the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment fully says that our rights to have and to bear arms shall not be infringed upon. And so you've got people going to Washington who are specifically looking to infringe on those rights, or who that sometimes think that the Constitution isn't our governing body, that thinks it should be thrown out, or some people think it's a living, breathing document, and that's also not the case.
Got it. Okay, ladies, we continue. It's 28 after the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Choose from a tasty half-pound burger, pepperoni pizza, sandwich or hot dog with a side of fries, potato or macaroni salad, and dessert. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center, where our food speaks for itself.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Stephen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Sort of an arm of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, the Good Day Show. You can follow us, by the way, at gooddayshow.com, social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, on Twitter, Good Day On Air. So, taking Jay and Doug and adding Jennifer Horn to the mix, we go through as many of these things. I've gone through the story list. I don't know if I do these, I do so much of this, I forget whether I've actually on the air done the list. I'm not sure I have. Have I, ladies? Done the lists? I don't think I have.
No, not the people's list.
All right. So the people list has Putin at 10, Musk at 9, Harris at 8, DeSantis at 7, Pence at 6, McCarthy at 5, Katie Britt at 4, Jerome Powell at 3, Trump at 2, and Biden at 1. On the story list, the economy's number 1, the political realities and the primary results from this past week are 2, January 6th, number 3, COVID is 4, the gun stuff is 5, civil rights is 6, the Supreme Court, well, not just Supreme Court, the whole discussion of abortion rights is 7, the war in Ukraine is 8. Imagine that. It was number 1 for me. Sometimes it's hard to judge. What we all have our own sort of list in our mind, and I still think the problem in Ukraine has more significance on all of us than anything else that's here. Perhaps save the economy, and the economy is actually tied to the war because it's been caused, most of it, by the war and some of it by social spending and that sort of thing. Anyway, let's get to number...
You know what I'm surprised didn't make the list?
What?
It's the 50th anniversary of Title IX. That was a pretty big deal,
actually. Yeah, yeah, that actually is what you want to spend a minute on. It's women's rights in sports.
Women's
in schools,
sports, yeah.
And stuff, right?
And I actually got to do something really cool. I don't know if you had a chance to see or if when we chatted or social media, but so one of the things that President Nixon doesn't get credit for, well, everything, right? Because everything about Nixon's always Watergate.
Right.
He did really cool things. Like
which was the 50th anniversary of that in the past.
Right? I know, that's right. Imagine that.
Yeah, right.
But he founded the EPA. He also passed Title IX, which allows for women to have more or to have, you know, kind of equal, more equity in opportunities for scholarships and for team sports and such at the high school and college levels. And so they invited me to the Nixon Library this week to host a panel with 3 Olympians. It was really cool. Kerry Walsh Jennings,
yeah,
from beach volleyball fame, and Courtney Mathewson, who played water polo, Janet Evans, who was a gold medal swimmer. And it was really neat. And the person who was there to talk about Title IX was the former Secretary of Commerce who was brought into the Nixon administration, named Barbara Franklin, when Nixon took a concerted effort to try to bring more women into the White House, which Bill Clinton thanked him for years later.
Yeah.
And that was a joke.
But Bill Clinton had a great relationship with Nixon, and in fact, if you remember,
they did, actually, yes.
If you remember the funeral, the Clinton took the lead.
It was one of his best speeches, I think.
It was.
The eulogy of Bill Clinton
of
gave
Richard
Nixon.
Yeah, right. It really was. Nixon, you're right, was much maligned. It all became about Watergate and what he said about, you know, on the tape about Jews and black people and stuff. And that's all important, but it isn't the only thing that he ought to be, as with anybody. We ought not to be judged by just a singular issue or a singular occurrence in our lives. Oftentimes, that's unfortunately the case. What's Alec Baldwin thought of? What comes to mind immediately when you think of Alec Baldwin? The shooting on the set of Rust. I'm just using that as an example. But there seems to be one thing that, if it's negative, especially, what is it? The old
people
takes 30
it.
Years to build up somebody's reputation and 30 seconds to knock it down.
Yep, that's right.
So. Okay, so speaking of that, I chuckle because I know where Jennifer's going to go with this, although I don't know, it's pretty hard to get away from some of this stuff that's being said about Trump and the January 6th hearings. And so as we look at this House Select Committee, I listened to the wrap-up. I listened to actually some of the testimony. I happened to be in my truck driving around, so I was listening on public radio to the public hearings. And so even though there are way more Democrats than Republicans on the group and
there's nobody that's been appointed from the minority party.
Well, how did Liz Cheney get on it?
She was not appointed by the minority party. She was put on because of
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh,
she was put on because, right, okay. Well, at any rate, did they ask or they never asked?
And is it? Oh, no, they were asked.
So why didn't they put somebody on it?
So here's how it goes. This is actually the reason, and believe me, I'm one of the few people probably in conservative talk radio actually listening to these things because I want to know what they're saying and how they're presenting it. And most of this information that's already come out has already been out in the public sphere. And that's why I don't think it's like the big bombshell that they're selling it to be.
Except that nobody has paid attention prior to this because
I think people did.
It just,
it was coming out, you know, it was coming out piecemeal instead of all at one time. You know, so like here, this would come out, that would come out. This is just, they're weaving it all together. But, this is the first time, I believe, in our nation's history where the minority party tried to have people put on this panel, and Nancy Pelosi turned them down. So Kevin McCarthy, and that's the reason he's on the list this week, is that he was trying to get his people, Jim Jordan, Jim Banks, you know, people from the Republican Party on this committee to make it fair, like you do when you are the minority leader in the House of Representatives, and Nancy Pelosi turned down all of those people. And so that's why Kevin McCarthy...
How did she get away with that?
Because she's the head. In the House, they let you create your own rules. And so because she's the leader, she got to create her own rules. So Kevin McCarthy said, fine, Republicans aren't participating in this, and walked away. It was only Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger who came to the table and said, well, we'll do it. And that's because they don't have any real interests of the party. And look, it's very clear with this.
Well, why should the party be ahead of the truth?
Well, they ask that for the Democrats. They're the ones who are in charge of
this. I'm just asking it in general. Never mind the party.
I
can't stand partisan politics, and that's all that drives this country these days.
Okay, forget politics for a second. But when you have someone who is either, like, for instance, in a courtroom, you don't just have a prosecution or you don't just have a defense. You have both so that people can present as close to the full story as possible. Right now, no one is giving you anything from the other side. They're giving you testimony heard in bits and pieces without a lot of context. And so you've got Bill Barr saying this is BS. Well, what did he say before and after that? He's come out and kind of closed the loop on what he said before and after that people in the hearing will never hear because they're only showing you one thing.
Well, I mean, but they did have testimony from people actually there. Beside the clips that they have, they've had a dozen or so people in these hearings that actually testified.
But no one's cross-examined them.
What would be the context? I mean, no matter how you shake it, Trump doesn't look good. Now, maybe they're trying to make him not look good.
That's the goal of the committee.
But what's the purpose? So that he won't run for president again?
There's two things that they're after. One, they don't want him to run for president again because they know in this situation he's going to win. In fact, all the polling right now that's out indicates in a head-to-head matchup with Biden, Trump wins by multiple points now.
Why would Biden run again? I mean, that's putting him out again.
In any case, that's where it stands today. And then you also have the fact that they are going to advance getting rid of the Electoral College, which I know you're a fan of. But
yep, I like that idea.
I'm not.
I get it.
And I don't think that this is an so-called insurrection is the reason for them to blow up our voting system. It just doesn't seem like you can connect the dots on that.
Yeah. One item, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, if we spend the whole time on it, that's an interesting perspective, and I think it's an important one to have. That's why you're here, Jennifer, in part. Jennifer Horn, along with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review. In a moment, what is going on in Ukraine with Ukrainians? That's up next here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, overview of the charts here for the week of June 20th to the 24th, the official list from number 10 to number 1. And by the way, these lists are always published at the end of the week at DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com, and Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Number 10, focus on the weather, the drought, and what to do with your lawn, in a manner of speaking. Number 9, social media, all the technology that people are talking about becoming more important every week. The Russian war with Ukraine is number 8. The discussion of Roe v. Wade and coincidental abortion discussions, number 7. Race relations, civil rights issues, number 6. Guns and the Supreme Court, number 5. Number 4 is COVID. Number 3, the January 6th committee, politics and more politics at 2, and the economy is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People List, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. You find the list of the stories and the people every week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, DougStephan.com. At number 10, Vladimir Putin. Questions on why this guy is still alive and breathing air, I guess, is one of the things to focus on. Elon Musk is at number 9. Kamala Harris is 8. Ron DeSantis is 7. Mike Pence is 6. Kevin McCarthy is 5. Mo Brooks and Katie Britt are tied for number 4. Jerome Powell has the honor of being number 3. Donald Trump number 2, as we focus continually on this January 6th stuff. And Joe Biden is number 1. So all of these names, all the people, you can usually tie them in pretty easily with the story list, although they don't always coincide, but sometimes fairly closely. So that's it from the week of June 20th to the 24th, the story and people list from Talkers Magazine. 45 after the hour, Doug Stephan with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The next item is what's going on in excuse me, Ukraine. I was about to say the Ukraine, and then I would get lambasted by the two ladies. Not there, Ukraine, it's Ukraine. All right, so
it's
now...
like the beauty pageant lady who, when she said, she was asked a question, she said, well, I'd like to help the Iraq.
What about the 405? What about
the
101?
That's the 10.
Yeah, the 10. Okay, so European Union leaders apparently are ready to move Ukraine into position as a candidate for membership. So what will this do? The 27 other nations there, does this push the Russians away? Aren't they already doing as much as they can? There's an economic benefit to this, amongst other things. But this whole thing, I was really surprised it moved down to number 8 this week. So what do we think, ladies?
I think it's surprising that it we've lost interest, you know. It's just as a country, people aren't talking about
it. How can
it
you lose interest? It's causing inflation.
Well,
it's ruining the economy, the cost of gasoline. Good God.
Says Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden.
Well, Joe Biden's not a big help either, but.
Gas prices, because they were so high, that's how Putin could afford to actually go into Ukraine. That's how he was able to do it, because gas went up above $80 a barrel. It enriched him, gave him enough to strengthen.
So which comes first, the chicken or the egg? The war causes the prices to go up, or the prices went up and that helps the war effort?
Prices were already up by like $2 before the invasion even started.
They're trying to call this
Putin's war because they don't want to have that as part of their legacy. But what I would say, and the reason Jerome Powell's on your people...
Well, it is, though. Come on, Jennifer. It is Putin's war. Well, Putin attacked Ukraine.
Of course, this is Putin's war, but I'm saying that it's not all Putin's war that we're feeling at the gas pump or that we're seeing inflate our economy. It's the trillions of dollars in spending that have happened. And
And no drilling and no sources that we should
right,
be having.
Right, we're no longer an energy producer, we're an energy consumer.
Right.
Yeah, but Jerome Powell's on the list for saying this week in a hearing, when asked, is this Putin's fault? He had to come out and split himself because he's under oath from Joe Biden, who said, no, we've had these inflationary conditions before Putin even started any of this.
Yeah, it's like a perfect storm. Meanwhile, this week in Ukraine, it's been the worst week for 8 or 9 weeks, actually, since the fall of Mariupol. The last couple of days especially, there have been some smaller villages that have been taken over and ransacked. People just killed, you know, brought out in the street, machine gunned.
And those two Americans who got picked up, did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear that story. What's that?
There were two guys who went to volunteer to help Ukraine, which is, you know, God love them.
As mercenary soldiers or just to go over and help?
I don't know. And I don't know if they went over as contractors or if they went over as true volunteers, but there are two guys from Alabama who got picked up by Russians, and they're being kept in Donetsk. And the problem with that is that in Russia, the death penalty is outlawed, but in Ukraine, it is not. And so there are a lot of people who believe these guys have been already videotaped being beaten and tortured, that they could find themselves at the other end of a firing squad if the United States can't negotiate getting them out of there.
Well, so what? And that goes along with the NBA. What's the lady's name? Biner? What's
Brittany
her name?
Griner.
Griner.
Yeah.
What's going on with her?
Still waiting on her next court hearing. What is that, July 2nd?
Yeah, which is all a scam anyway. I mean, these are sham court hearings, right?
Of course they are. Ridiculous.
They're
and they keep pushing
She's
the
a
date
political
back.
Prisoner.
Apparently
she was supposed to have some call, I think, with her wife, and that somehow got moved around. So they're not treating these people well, but Brittany Griner at least is in Russia. So they can't beat the heck out of her, but they can keep her for a long time.
Yeah. And then there's the latest Western brand to leave Russia is Nike. They said we made a decision to leave. Why didn't they make it earlier? That would be my question. What's taking so long?
Yeah,
exactly. Read the room. Jennifer Horn from KRLA, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io. Or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin530.io.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's car talk time in a manner of speaking. Nick Miles is here from rautoexpert.com. I'm Doug Steffen with news this week from the car world. Actually, this is sort of off the wall, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it because you are an expert in all things car. So the question has emerged this week with several absolutely stupid, hysterical. When I say hysterical, I mean people are hysterical when they see children alone inside of a hot car. And
yeah.
What a couple of times this week, I think a couple of youngsters died. Heat stroke can happen when temperatures are, you know, if it's 57 outside but the car is all closed up, it's 20, 30, 40 degrees with the sun beating in the windows. How can people be so stupid to leave a child unattended in a car? It just
Yeah, you're right, Doug. Absolutely right. 56 children die a year every year inside hot cars. It's an ongoing problem. And it takes a matter of somewhere between 3 and 10 minutes for the temperature to climb outside a vehicle in the sun. An unknown number of pets are dying inside cars as well.
All the time.
And
yeah,
just leaving a crack in the window is not sufficient to allow enough air circulation. There are companies out there who have solutions. Hyundai has a motion detection system inside their vehicle.
Really?
Inside.
How does that work?
So if anything moves inside the vehicle, it sends, horn sounds and a beep to your cell phone. And then if you do not respond within, a minute or two, then it will send a signal to their concierge service. And if you don't respond to a phone call, then they send emergency services to the vehicle. So they've got it nailed down. Several other people like OnStar have systems, and Toyota are developing a system exactly the same with their new autonomous cars that are coming in a few years where the car will actually go and get help.
Really?
So,
the car goes to get help.
Yeah,
that sounds really a little off the wall. So that reminds me of something I saw this week. PBS had a sort of a Nova special with Elon Musk trying to convince people that his cars are okay when they're on autopilot, and the PBS interviewer managed to make mincemeat out of that with several things. Why Elon Musk was driving the car, I don't know if you saw this or not, but maybe you've had the same experience. These people who buy a Tesla and they think they're getting an automatic car, you got to be nuts, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Right? So,
well, so first of all, what you need to know about self-piloting cars is in America, level 2 is the only thing that is legal, and in level 2, the driver is still absolutely 100% responsible. And the way Tesla get away with it is that 1 second before impact, the controls are returned to the driver. Doug, I don't know if you are capable of stopping an accident 1 second before you run into the back of the fire truck.
My reflexes are good, pal, but they're not that good.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm not capable of avoiding hitting the back of a fire truck within 1 second. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. So that's how they get away with it.
All right. So long as we're talking about electric or Teslas anyway, other electric cars that are being built, everybody's going into the weird, wild world of electric cars. I see that Mercedes has a new one. So is there any end to this? Is everybody going to market these things and then everybody's going to have them and nobody's going to be able to get the power? The power grid will collapse and people will be in the middle of the highway thinking, oh, why did I do this? I think that's the unheard question, right?
You're right. There's three things stopping Americans really embracing this. Power grid is definitely one of them. Range anxiety is another one, and price too.
What's range anxiety? What do you explain that, will you?
Well, electric vehicles don't go, gas vehicles can go 600 miles on a single tank, right? Electric vehicles, 100 miles was where we sort of started with these vehicles. So let's start with this. Electric vehicles aren't for everybody, all right? That has to be really clear. Like, nobody should be forced to have electric vehicles, if that starts to happen, you'll find me at the front of the line defending everybody's right not to drive an electric vehicle. Electric vehicles are interesting, and we should play with them and experiment with them, but the second they say you have to have one, you'll find a big uproar. But Mercedes have sort of been playing with this, and they now have this QEXX, I think it's called, that they just got 746 miles out of.
Really?
In one single charge. Yeah.
Wow.
So I said to them, I said, listen, guys, if you say it can do that, let me drive it.
All right,
and
let
check
me try
it out.
All right, so do it and report to us next week. Nick Miles from AutoExpert.com, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This Cabernet is sure to take your burgers to the next level.
Nice!
Wow,
and look at that price. Well done.
I prefer medium or rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. With the lowest prices in the DMV. Drink responsibly, B21.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The average price of gasoline fell by 4 cents in the past 2 weeks to $5.05 a gallon. That's $1.90 higher than a year ago. Industry analyst Toby Lundberg says it's the first drop, though, in 9 weeks.
There has been a softening of demand. There is concern in the trading circles that recession will cut into oil demand and demand for refined products.
Lundberg found the highest price in the San Francisco Bay Area, $6.39, the lowest in Baton Rouge at $4.39. Russian missiles shattering weeks of relative calm in Ukraine's capital.
Emergency workers battled flames and rescued civilians from apartment buildings in Kyiv. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says one person was killed, six injured.
It's maybe symbolic aggression.
The attack came with Western leaders meeting in Europe, preparing to reaffirm their support for Ukraine and condemnation of Russia. President Biden speaking with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the start of the G7 meeting.
We have to stay together. Yeah. Because Putin has been counting on from the beginning that somehow NATO would and the G7 would splinter, but we haven't, and we're not going to.
Good messages that we all made it to stay united, which obviously Putin never expected.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Justice Department is voicing its strong disagreement over the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade.
In a statement, Attorney General Merrick Garland said few rights are more central to individual freedom than the right to control one's own body. He said the Justice Department will work to protect reproductive freedom. Garland explained that the agency would protect providers and those seeking abortions in states where it is legal. And he said he would stand by the approved use of FDA drugs used for medication abortions. Greg Clugston, The White House.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
More bloodshed south of the border.
8 bodies have been found on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, and prosecutors say the victims appear to be those of the men kidnapped from a resort on the Caribbean coast. Local officials say the men were abducted in the beach town of Ixcaloc, a quiet community that had largely been spared the violence that has afflicted other beach towns nearby. Jason Walker reporting.
San Francisco school officials vote to uncover a mural of George Washington. Critics say the mural's racist and degrading in its depiction of Black and Native American people. The board's 4-3 vote followed a court's ruling in a lawsuit that the school board's original decision to cover it up violated state law because there was no environmental review. The mural was painted in 1936 at George Washington High School. Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A pipeline company stays mired in legal problems.
A federal appeals court has denied a request from a company building a natural gas pipeline in Virginia and West Virginia to have a new panel of judges reconsider permits that have been struck down repeatedly. The Roanoke Times reports that the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied the motion from Mountain Valley Pipeline in a one-sentence order filed late Wednesday. Last month, the company filed a motion asking for a new panel to be assigned at random. While judges can sometimes remain with cases when they come up again, the company asserted that the circuit didn't follow its operating procedures. John Scott reporting.
According to an article in Stars and Stripes, within limits, soldiers can now sport ink on their hands, behind their ears, and on the back of their necks. Army officials say the new policy better aligns the service with social norms on tattoos and makes the enlistment process simpler for recruits with tattoos. More at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Limitations apply.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, indeed. Along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, we're here to do as we always do at this point in the week, go through the items on the charts. Actually, the week of June 20th to the 24th. Is what's in focus right now. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. You can get the lists at talkers.com, dougsteffen.com, goodayshow.com. All there. The references are clear, and you can understand what's going on. We'll have a score, Michael, of 100 by the time this is done. I know this is going to be a great experience in conversation. What about that?
It's going to be a meaningful listening experience that
yes.
will enhance our lives and
absolutely
our spirits.
Without doubt. Yes.
Right. We'll start a movement that will turn around the negative direction of humanity.
The negative nabobs of, what is that? Remember when Spiro Agnew, what do you call them? Negative, it was something, negative something. Nabobs of, nasty negative nabob, but he was talking about the news media.
Now, there was a man who was ahead negative. Of his time. There was a
yeah.
man who... We
he's more corrupt than anybody else.
Exactly. We didn't appreciate what a trendsetter he was in terms of corruptitude.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
For Spiro Agnew. He had been, that was one of the great rides. He had an extraordinarily important and big overnight ride. He was the commissioner of Baltimore or something before he became vice president, remember?
He was the mob boss of Baltimore.
Yeah, he was, really.
And then,
was, Envelope stuffed with cash.
Imagine how different the world would be had he not been ousted from the vice presidency and Gerald Ford not replaced him.
Yeah.
There was once a point where both the president and the vice president of the United States were not elected in any way, shape, or form by the people. And that was Gerald Ford and his vice president, that I bet you if you went out and surveyed 100 people on the street, all 100 of them would fail the test as to who was Gerald Ford's vice president.
Nelson Rockefeller.
Ah, you probably Googled it as I was.
No, I didn't. I just remember it because I liked the two of them together, frankly. I thought they were among the most productive, in my lifetime anyway, most productive team, most productive president, and most representative of the Republican Party that I grew up in. Mm-hmm. That's why I remember it.
But neither one was elected.
No.
Ford was not elected vice president. And, Rockefeller, who had said, they asked him, how would you like to be vice president? He said, I don't want to be vice president of anything.
Right.
I don't want to be vice president of anything.
Do you know what I remember more about Rockefeller than anybody else? His girlfriend. He was married, but he had a girlfriend. And it was found out that he had a girlfriend. He had some kind of a tunnel between his office and wherever he was having the rendezvous with this woman, and her name was Megan something or other. My daughter's name is Megan, and I think that's probably why I remember it. I can remember seeing her. She was a very an astoundingly good looking woman, and you wonder what astoundingly, and she was not overdone, just a really attractive young woman. And then you wonder, why does some old geezer like that find themselves with a very attractive...
probably enjoys scintillating conversation.
Yes.
I mean, that's probably what it was.
Exactly.
Do you remember what Rockefeller's wife's name was? Strange name.
I believe it was
Happy.
I was going to say Hattie. Happy is correct. That is
Happy.
Right.
Yep. Happy.
Happy Rockefeller.
Hey, I'd be happy if I was a Rockefeller.
But she wasn't happy after she found out that he was with Megan. That was not a happy moment.
Well,
life down on the farm.
Stand by your man. A lot of women have had to put up with that, standing there like a fool next to the lout.
Yeah, well, look at Jackie Kennedy. If you want to go through the list of wanton disrespect for people, Jackie Kennedy knew that her husband was a philanderer, and she stayed. And I think she really loved the guy. I don't think it was, well, I'm the first lady. I think she loved the guy. At any rate. So how did we get going down this?
It began with us doing a historic profile of that great American, the late Spiro Agnew.
Ah, correct.
That's how we did it. Okay. Shall I go through the charts? Or
I think
we
that would be... No, I think you ought to
wait till next
chart.
Week.
No, yeah, right.
this chart has gotten stale while we've been talking. Okay, folks, here's the chart. These are the 10 most talked about stories this past week on talk shows in America, according to the research of talkers. At number 10, climate change. The heat wave is triggering that. At number 9, social media and big tech. Number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign affairs. Abortion rights at number 7, race relations and civil rights at number 6, crime, violence, and guns at number 5, COVID-19, 4, at number 3, the January 6th televised committee hearings, and the partisan politics and primaries at number 2, and the economy and the national mood are tied at number 1. The national mood is in the turlet. The people on our survey, Vladimir Putin's 10, Elon Musk is 9, Kamala Harris is 8, Ron DeSantis 7, Mike Pence 6, Kevin McCarthy at 5, Katie Britton, Mo Brooks, big Alabama election primary results there at number 4, Jerome Powell at 3, Donald Trump hanging in at number 2, and Joe Biden bumbling his way through number 1-dom.
Bumbling his way through is true. That's an editorial comment, but it is justified.
Well, he bumbles even when he's right. He bumbles his way to rightness and wrongness. He's just kind of a bumbly kind of guy.
But he doesn't lead with confidence. He doesn't give us confidence, and that's kind of sad because you'd like to think, and neither did Trump. I mean, we're going back to talking about Nixon and Ford, and that was the last time I really... Well, I shouldn't say that. I think when Reagan was president, I felt pretty confident.
Back in the day, those were con men we could believe in.
Yeah, right. And Bill Clinton, maybe he was the last of the really good con men.
Bush wasn't smart enough to be a good con man. Exactly.
But he got away with it. He conned us into Iraq. So think about it that way, and then it becomes...
He never conned me into Iraq. I was startled by that.
Yep. And all the people, the good people like Colin Powell, who went along with that ruse, and how it sort of changed what people thought, at least for a while. I don't think it was... Colin Powell was one of those people that was almost unimpeachable. He would, no matter what he did, it was okay, because he had such the stature the man had, what he'd accomplished. You know, somebody said, well, Hillary Clinton's going along with Bush. That felt like politics. But when Colin Powell was doing it, that was... And then, you know, his legacy was such that he said he wished he had never done it.
He shouldn't have done it. I still remember him standing in front of the United Nations with the map and the pointer and showing where the weapons of mass destruction might be. I mean, you know...
Nonsense.
It was insane. It was totally insane.
It was kind of like what's going on with Russia and Ukraine at the moment. That's all insanity, too. Number 8. We'll get to our comments about things. Michael Harrison from Talkers is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A reminder, a helpful reminder, hopefully. A hopeful, helpful reminder about you and the way you look when you stand in front of the mirror every morning and every evening when you don't have any clothing on. You look at that body, and do you like it or do you not like it? If you don't like it, here's a good way for you to do something about it. Go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, which is the only product in America, or any, as far as that's concerned, anywhere in the world, that's an all-natural support system for you once you've lost the weight to keep it off. It's a fabulous choice. Healthy, healthy, healthy. It doesn't have anything bad in it. It's just a simple natural formula, actually, that works so well because of the things that are in it and the formula that was put together by the doctor and his nurse, who became his wife, I think, under the circumstances. Collagen protein, digestive enzymes are in there. There's aloe vera. Great combination. The product is a fabulous way for you to keep that weight off. So work hard to get it off and then keep it off. Find the product at toploss.com. When you check out, use the code Doug for the special deal at the moment. Buy 3 months supply. You get 2 months free with that and another free gift from them, one of the other products they work on. And plus, you'll get a $20 credit as well. All that stuff at toploss.com for Calitrin, to lose weight and keep it off the natural way.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So under the circumstances, the hearings, I don't know if you watched any of those. Number three this week, the January 6th committee, the hearings this week. Are you watching the hearings? If so, are there any surprises? This is moderately a rhetorical question for the audience, but with you too, Michael. Has anybody or anything that you've seen changed your mind? I have been affected by this, frankly, and so I wonder about you.
I have not. There's no surprises to me. One of the surprises, if you call it a surprise, is how slick the hearings are in terms of the production values of it. It comes across as a TV show as opposed to...
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and that's done by design. That was done by design. And that provides Trump supporters with one point of criticism that they're saying it's stacked against Trump because of the nature of how it's presented, not to mention the select committee is primarily Democrats and rhinos.
Well, Kevin McCarthy tried to get some of the Republicans in there, and Nancy Pelosi just said no. How are you that arrogant? And then are you that dumb that you think that the public in general is going to accept it if you're that obvious about what you're doing to run? Or, you know, yeah, I get Liz Cheney. I like listening to her. I think she makes a lot of sense, but it does seem pretty one-sided.
But what I'm finding is that the true Trump lovers are not watching it and they don't care. Yeah. The middle ground of undecided voters are looking at it, and their faith in Trump is further diminished. And, of course, the Trump haters are gobbling it up like red meat. But our research at Talkers indicates that Trump's support among conservative talk show hosts is starting to crack.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't published this yet. We haven't talked about it. This is sort of an inside track for our listeners. But it's becoming, and maybe you even notice it in your conversations with your colleagues, is that they're distancing themselves from Trump because it's becoming apparent that it's hard to defend some of his actions, even if you like his policies.
Yeah. He's it's very deliberate and almost childish. Frankly, his response to all this stuff has been, I don't know, it's just unbelievable, actually. The president or somebody that's a mature man would go down that road. All right, 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
We're counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So here we are on the big-time Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who certainly is big-time. After all, he's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and I feel humbled in his presence each week. We go through all of the items, the stories, the people, stories behind the stories. So this is a conversation that really is worth airing for a moment. Competent presidents, competent bad guys. It really is worth a moment or two. Michael has always these gems that we share, kind of he shares with me. But this is a fabulous way of looking at who these people are who want to be president, or anybody who wants to run something, is, you know, even a state. You know, what's Mario Cuomo really like, or what's his face, his son? I always talk about the old man. But anybody who wants to be, it has to be an egomaniac, and also hopefully somebody with a thick skin. But you were talking about, we were talking about off the air, who becomes the next president of the United States, and who, you know, Nixon, who was last weekend the 50th anniversary of Watergate. So, you know, the news media was all full, let's bad guy and play all the tapes and stuff. Well, he was a bad guy, but yet he got a lot done.
Yeah, there are two types of bad guys, competent bad guys and incompetent bad guys. In other words, there are two types of lies. There are lies that sound good and there are lies that sound lousy. They're still lies. So, in America today, we're so used to, you know, dirty politics that we don't judge anybody by what they do. We judge by what they say. And so we judge candidates by the quality of their lies as opposed to think about that.
The phrase, can I be truthful with you, that leads us to believe that most of the time what you're saying isn't true. And yet, you know, we're going to listen to that person who's going to tell us. And Nixon was an example of that. And I think Trump was an example. I probably could come up with some other. Clinton, kind of. What do you think?
Oh, Clinton was an incredibly competent bad guy.
Yeah,
and his wife Hillary, she'd be wonderful as president. She'd be an extremely competent bad guy.
Yeah,
you know,
and maybe she's the next president.
Well, yeah. There are some people who say that if Biden ran against Trump tomorrow, that Trump would win. I'm not so sure.
I'm not either.
But I seriously doubt either Biden or Trump will be the candidates of their parties come 2024. I suspect at this point, although it's still early, Ron DeSantis is going to move to the head of the pack.
Yeah.
And among the Democrats, I wouldn't be surprised if they turn back to Hillary. And as bad a guy as Hillary and as polarizing as she is a la Trump, and I don't believe polarizing people make good presidents. I think presidents have to be uniters. But that some people might have nostalgia for the Clintons. What happens is that the bad guys of the past suddenly seem like good guys when compared to the even
George
worse
Bush.
Of the
hey.
Exactly, George right. Bush, statesman.
Yeah, my God. He was a horrible president, and it didn't take him long to make a mess of things with Iraq, and it went downhill from there, and yet he got reelected. Well, he never got elected to begin with because Al Gore won. And then, you know, you can go around and figure out, the whole family were bad guys trying to figure that out. Then we have a discussion of the Electoral College and how that doesn't, I mean, this goes in 87 different directions.
Well, the Electoral College is put there by the Founding Fathers to protect us from the Electoral College.
But yet,
the device that they have there to protect us has become the problem.
But the reason they put it there was not anything that relates to the reality of today. That's why we need a constitutional convention. They had they had the Electoral College because they had to get into a coach or ride a horse to Washington to bring the results of the election in their states. That's what it was all about.
To a certain degree. Also, because back then, the idea of democracy was considered a great experiment that the aristocracy of the world did not believe could ever work. And as I look now at our current situation, I sometimes wonder if that's the case.
They weren't, right. 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay Mark from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Mark contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Summer is here and it's gonna sizzle. Now's the time for a brand new paint job to protect your vehicle from the summer sun. At Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako repairs accident damage, dents, and dings. They can even straighten your frame. Mako is number one in value and is approximately one-third less than traditional shops. Plus, they offer a free estimate and works with most major insurance companies. Mako, good work for a great price. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 530-226-0992. 9292. That's 530-226-0992.
Stephan, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio, the Countdown. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Stephan, 34 after the hour. The charts are our subject matter, although I have a... You and I are both very interested in the moon up above, the stars in the sky. So, and we both live in Massachusetts. So, interesting to note that this week, although it probably won't make it to the countdown, there are five planets that align actually only over Massachusetts. You know that? If you look in the southeast direction, 45 minutes before and after sunset, you will see Venus. Well, the moon, actually Venus comes first, then the moon, then Mars, then Jupiter, and then Saturn. All in alignment. See ya. Bing, bang, boom. I don't remember that happening, actually, before.
There have been other kinds of alignments, and some people say, of course, it's going to create gravitational forces that'll tear the Earth apart, but it never happens.
Nah.
But it's a beautiful thing to look at, because sometimes it's hard to find these celestial bodies, and it's easy to find them when they're all lined up like that.
Right.
And I've always known that Massachusetts was closer to the moon than any place else in the country, but now this proves that suspicion.
Right. It is. The question is, do we pay a lot of attention to things like that that make for great conversation, but because there's so much other stuff going on, do we pay as much attention as we ought to? I think it's great conversation, frankly.
You mean in terms of the conversation flow on a radio station such as the one people are listening to now?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think this stuff gets out there, though. I you know, when we're talking about on the Talk Radio Countdown show are the biggest national hits. We're not talking about local hits. There's tremendous amount of local conversation. And
yes.
I think that the average competent radio talk show host brings to the table more than just, you know, wonky talking points about politics and partisan stuff. I think that they share their lives with people. I think that's what makes for successful talk radio, whether you're talking about the alignment of the planets or perhaps the local sports team, how they're doing, or a little bit of celebrity gossip, which is always kind of fun. I think it's out there, don't you?
With that in mind, I wanted to send people to talkers.com, which is the website, official website for Talkers Magazine. There are there becoming now more prolific the audio and video of the Talkers Convention a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
You can watch the panels and listen to some of your favorite hosts talk about not only the national things that Michael is talking about, but the local stuff as well. And what does it mean to be a local host, and what do you get into? And I go back. I think I mentioned during the panel. Did I say it? I've said it someplace. Vox Populi and Jerry may have been on this program. I don't remember, but I remember talking about Vox, the voice of the people, something that you cherished, and I think you were one of the first person that kind of pushed that phraseology, if I remember correctly. Yes or no? Did you?
Back when I lived in ancient Greece, yes.
In a previous life, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know if I
You always put me in my place. I always enjoy that. Yes,
no, I don't mean to put you in your place. I just don't recall whether I said that. I've coined a lot of phrases in this industry. I don't know if I coined that one. But I appreciate your crediting it to me.
Yeah.
But I do think that talk radio is the voice of the people, and otherwise it couldn't have listeners. Radio. Forget talk radio. Radio, even music radio, going all the way back to the days when we were kids and we were teenagers and we heard the latest lingo from the schoolyard on the radio. DJs who played music were also the high gurus of popular culture. And good radio is always radio, no matter what it is, that reflects the grassroots, the street, the people, as opposed to vanilla, packaged Hollywood, the news establishment. Don't you think that radio has to be streety and popular?
Streetwise.
Yes, streetwise.
Yes, streetwise.
To be successful.
Yep. Street savvy, if you will. Street smart, however. Now, you mentioned something else that I wanted. We sort of dance around this a little bit because it used to be, before the world was such a mess, that we could count on sports being at least one of the things that was in that you, and you just mentioned it. It was local sports, people talking about sports on the air, that sort of thing. I have noticed something new, and I really wanted to get your input. There's a trend in talk radio and even in music radio to follow the Christian line, whatever that may be. There is Christian talk. There is Christian music. That's what K-Love is pretty much all about. And now I noticed that on one of the stations in Chicago, there's a program called Faith on the Field, which is basically a Christian sports talk show. I never heard of that before, but I'm sure you have, and maybe have a thought about it. I suppose there's a place for anything. There's an audience for, if you can find an audience, then you get an audience. But Christian sports, that's fascinating, that concept to me, anyway.
Well, it's clearly a niche. I mean, it's not, there's not a major trend.
No.
But religion has always been big in the media. There's always been religious shows and religious hours and on television and radio. It's just that now, because of fractionalization in the media, the internet and so many different channels, there's all kinds of programming, and why wouldn't religion and, in this case, Christianity, provide a large target audience? And so it's not surprising that Christianity is big in the music field and it's big in the media field. Many missions have radio stations and TV stations as a part of their mission. They're not broadcasting operations. They're missions with broadcasting arms. And, and that's an interesting phenomenon. They're supported heavily by the contributions of their parishioners.
Okay, so now what's coming into my mind is and this is something that people might be interested in, how there are more and more FM stations on the air because of the localization. There have been what they call transponders?
Translators.
Translators, okay. Usually low-power FM signals. I remember buying one when I owned the radio station in Ohio, and the reason I bring it up is because I bought it from a Christian mission. They applied for the license and were given it easily because they were a Christian mission. Yep, the government says, okay, give them the license. Well, they had it for about 5 minutes, and then they decided to sell it, and I bought it from them, so they used that money for, I guess, the work of the mission. I didn't ask, and it's none of my business anyway. But that's where you sort of see, I have seen, examples of people, I'll give you another one. In my sphere of influence, I have been involved with some folks who have been in the cannabis business. In the state of Massachusetts and other states as well, have given either religious groups or economic empowerment people who have had problems because of the color of their skin with the realities of the economy. So people who were affected by this could apply for licenses and get them more easily because they are economically disadvantaged. And so I know of a couple of ladies who didn't know anything about cannabis, but they applied for a license and they got it, and they sold them the license about 5 minutes after they got it for $8 million. So I guess they're no longer economically unempowered, and maybe that was what the idea was.
That was a large bundle of information, and I could attack that from a number of places. Well, the word hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
Hypocrisy reigns supreme.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. It's really amazing. You know, we want to make ourselves feel better by thinking that we're doing something to help people, and it's big business.
It's back to what we said earlier. It's all for show.
Yeah.
There's no real substance to these remedies. Mm. And they're not done with the right spirit. They're done, here's a word for you, they're done for the sake of optics. Don't you love that word? Anytime you hear the word optics, that's another word for BS.
Yeah. Yes, can I tell you the truth? Yes, please, tell me the truth. In a moment, we're going to discuss number one, the big story of the week, the economy, with an eye to some of the student loan relief that has been announced this past week. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at 44 after the hour with a word about ZipRecruiter now. ZipRecruiter, they say, and many believe, it's the smartest way to hire. It's hard to find good candidates. You've heard the announcements. You've heard the stories. You know that people are not going to work after the pandemic. They got used to getting money and not having to work for it. So your business is, especially today, having a tough time trying to find people that will work. So you post your job online. Maybe it's on a job board. But what happens then? You hope the right person comes along. But how long does it take? Now, try ZipRecruiter. It doesn't cost you anything. ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's the address. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Find out how it can help you find candidates that you want. As a matter of fact, the candidate's going to find you. You're not going to find them. That's how powerful ZipRecruiter is. Their technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply for your job. It's the right person right now. Get a quality applicant in the first day. ZipRecruiter, smartest way to hire. Find it right now. ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. You find the list of the stories and the people every week at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. DougSteffen.com. At number 10, Vladimir Putin. Questions on why this guy is still alive and breathing air, I guess, is one of the things to focus on. Elon Musk is at number 9. Kamala Harris is 8. Ron DeSantis is 7. Mike Pence is 6. Kevin McCarthy is 5. Mo Brooks and Katie Britt are tied for number 4. Jerome Powell has the honor of being number 3. Donald Trump, number 2. As we focus continually on this January 6th stuff, and Joe Biden is number 1. So all of these names, all the people, you can usually tie them in pretty easily with the story list, although they don't always coincide, but sometimes fairly closely. So that's it from the week of June 20th to the 24th, the story and people list from Talkers Magazine.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, overview of the charts here for the week of June 20th to the 24th, the official list from number 10 to number 1. And by the way, these lists are always published at the end of the week at DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com, and Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Number 10, focus on the weather, the drought, and what to do with your lawn, in a manner of speaking. Number 9, social media, all the technology that people are talking about becoming more important every week. The Russian war with Ukraine is number 8. The discussion of Roe v. Wade and coincidental abortion discussions, number 7. Race relations, civil rights issues, number 6. Guns and the Supreme Court, number 5. Number 4 is COVID. Number 3, the January 6th committee. Politics, and more politics at 2. And the economy is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 47 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, number 1 this week, the economy. This is late in the week. This settlement that was announced, $7.5 billion of taxpayer money, announced by the Secretary of Education, the student loan relief. This is something that, you can see marches all over the place, cancel student debt, that went on during the election. But again, back to the economy, and what it does is another billions of dollars on the debt that we're all going to have to pay. So when people say, you know, like Bernie Sanders, free college, yeah, okay, who are you kidding? Right? I mean, come on.
Well,
do people buy that?
Some do, and, look, taxing and government support and how we apply our collective wealth to things that better our society is what it's about. And, again, you know, we're going to have things that government provides. We do have to have safety nets.
Housing? Food? How about that?
I think affordable housing is a major area that we have to address in this country that we don't, right. And it's ridiculous. We have the land, we have the real estate, we have the know-how, we have the technology. How come we're not making nice houses that don't cost a fortune?
They would tell you? The inner city folks would tell you that because when they put up a public housing, people get into it and they have no respect and they destroy the facilities. That's what you'll hear.
Well, I've heard that, but there are solutions to that problem too, and there are reasons why people don't take pride in some of their places because of things such as gentrification, or if the neighborhood gets too nice, the rent is going to go up. And there are all kinds of reasons for things if you study the situation honestly as opposed to just, with bumper sticker cliches.
Right.
And back to what I said before about empty remedies.
Yeah.
But these are the issues we have to deal with in our country, the degradation and the injustice that goes on in terms of opportunity and in terms of just, notions like you just mentioned. Yeah, we can't have affordable housing. People that are poor don't take care of their houses.
Yeah.
That's a terrible thing to think.
Words of wisdom from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Why?
New message. Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
That rosé you recommended was a hit. What should we try for more fun in the sun this weekend?
Your friends will love this refreshing sparkling wine.
Perfect. Wow, that price is refreshing too.
Love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. With the lowest prices in the DMV. Drink responsibly, B21.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we're back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen. The economy is number one this week on the story list, Michael. And I can't help but think there are people who are arguing about, you know, who's responsible. Is it Biden's fault because there's not enough drilling and he wants to see everybody driving an electric car? Or is it because of number eight on the story list this week, the Russian-Ukrainian war? I suspect there are a number of pieces of this pie, but when you get right down to it, the one that most assimilates in our thinking, Americans are concerned about the price of gasoline as we go into the summer holiday months. People are already on vacation, planning their vacation, and they're looking at $5 at the pump. And so I was looking around at the most expensive states, the top 10 most expensive states for gas. This is a certain, you know, it fits into our charts and our countdown. At number 10, Indiana. I don't know, you know, why. There should be plenty of gas there, but I'm just giving you the results of the AAA's data this week. Number 9, the District of Columbia. Number 8, Arizona. Number 7, Hawaii. That makes sense. Number 6, Oregon. Washington is 5. Illinois is 4. Alaska is 3. Nevada is 2. And way ahead of everybody else, da-da-da-da-da, is California. So, you know, there has been a lot of discussion this week about cutting the, making it, Biden had proposed a gas tax holiday, and some of the states have done that as well. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? How does that shake out in your mind and maybe from the research that Talkers is doing and listening to people talk about, okay, I want the price to be as low as possible. But what happens to the taxes that are collected and where they go, I guess is the question, isn't it?
Well, when you're dealing with taxation and its effect on the economy, you're dealing with a complicated set of situations. So basically, I look at it at first blush as being another attempt by politicians to appear to be doing something about a problem as opposed to really doing something that'll work. It's a Band-Aid. It's most of the things that are being talked about in the national conversation and are being proposed by politicians on both sides are not necessarily effective measures. They just sound good, whether it's this gun deal that just happened or
right.
Biden's gas holiday. The fact is there are many, many, many factors that have led to the problems we're having now economically, and probably the big one was COVID-19 and the shutdown of so many small businesses.
Yep.
That really is probably the biggest factor, but not by far the only one.
So when you talk to your friends, people that you work with, colleagues, et cetera, are they thinking about the pain at the pump? Has it changed their vacation plans, maybe yours? I ask that as a rhetorical question in a manner of speaking. There's growing sentiment to not drive as much, and that'll drive the less gas that you use, the price goes down. And it already has gone down a little bit this week, like 8 or 10 cents, depending on where you are. But, you know, you look at that and the price of airplane tickets. Have you priced a trip on an airplane lately?
Yeah, airplane tickets, any kind of transportation, even trucking, and thus it results in higher prices at the supermarket and goods and services. It's all tied together. Frankly, Doug, I don't think people who the biggest pain in their life right now is the fact that it's going to cost them a few extra bucks to go on vacation. I don't think that's the real core problem facing the psychology of the American public per this economic crisis that we're in. That's a real problem of luxury. Oh my gosh, my vacation plans are going to be ruined because it's going to cost a little bit more.
It's eating, isn't it? Being able to,
It's having a roof over your head and it's having food on the table, or it's having the cost of health care. These are the things that are giving people headaches. These are the things that are keeping people awake at night and creating increased thoughts of suicide and a massive pandemic of depression beyond COVID. That's the problem.
Well, under the circumstances, you think about the very thought of taking a trip and hotels and stuff. I bring it back around to food, the basics, if you will, which you mentioned there. And because of my focus on food and the family and the farm on the American Family Farmer Show, if I can get a quick plug in for that, that's certain a lot of these same stations you can find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm urging people, and so are others that are participating in the program with me, to once again reacquaint yourself with your local farmer, the produce guy, the dairy guy, because no matter what, the trucking of any kind of goods from anywhere in the country is going to cost you more money. So what you buy at the grocery store is almost always going to be more expensive than what you can find at the farm from the farmer. And, frankly, under the circumstances, the quality is going to be much better. So there is a direction that you might want to go in. Michael and Doug here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Blinded. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I once sat in front of a young man who told me that he hated violence so badly that he just wanted to beat anyone with a baseball bat who was against peace. I really can't make this stuff up. It's difficult to watch people argue intensely with others for doing things that they themselves do. Hypocrisy is rarely easy for us to stomach, but I think there's a genuine reason for that. Human qualities unfold on a continuum. In other words, the qualities we dislike in others are those that we ourselves have, albeit we might exude them in a different form. I think it's probably important to approach those who think differently from a place of humble curiosity. Because far too often, we are blinded to the ways in which we are exuding the very things we are arguing against. For more on perspective, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Gray Lewis.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. 48 hours after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, sending the abortion issue back to the states where it belongs, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem tells ABC News this week mail-order abortion pills should not be allowed either.
I don't believe that telemedicine abortions are safe for individuals, for women to conduct at home. Many times they're doing it unsupervised. It's a medical procedure, and so I do believe that there should be a physician supervision.
The Republican governor indicated she'd put in place a plan approved by state lawmakers to restrict the pills. Friday's ruling triggered abortion bans in South Dakota and elsewhere. Russia shattered weeks of relative calm in Ukraine's capital with a missile attack as Western leaders meeting in Europe prepared to reaffirm their support for Ukraine and the condemnation of Russia. Meanwhile, President Putin's promising the neighboring Belarus, which also borders on Ukraine, that they will provide it with new missile systems.
At a meeting in St. Petersburg, the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, complained about the confrontational policies of Poland and Lithuania, U.S. and NATO training flights, and nuclear training, and asked Putin to consider mirroring those efforts. Putin demurred, but told Lukashenko Russia would deliver Iskander-M short-range missile systems in the coming months, noting they can fire either ballistic or cruise missiles and carry nuclear as well as conventional warheads. I'm Ben Thomas.
Iranian state television says Tehran's launched solid-fuel rocket into space, drawing a quick rebuke from Washington ahead of the expected resumption of stalled talks over Tehran's tattered nuclear deal with world powers. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Juul can keep selling e-cigarettes as a court blocks an FDA ban.
A federal appeals court Friday temporarily blocked a government order for Juul to stop selling its electronic cigarettes. A 3-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia granted Juul's request for a temporary hold while it appeals the sales ban. On Thursday, the Food and Drug Administration said Juul must stop selling its vaping device and its tobacco and menthol-flavored cartridges. The FDA action was part of a sweeping effort to bring scientific scrutiny on the vaping industry after years of regulatory delays. Mike Crossia, Washington.
Farmers in Oregon, already battling extreme drought and low water supplies, are fighting against future grasshopper and Mormon cricket infestations. Severe outbreaks in recent years, fueled by drier, warmer conditions, have wreaked havoc. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Iranian state television's reporting Tehran has launched a solid-fuel rocket into space. Get the latest on this from Charles de Ledesma.
The announcement has triggered a rebuke from Washington ahead of the expected resumption of stalled talks over Tehran's tattered nuclear deal with world powers. It's unclear when exactly the rocket was launched, but the news has come after satellite photos had showed preparations at a desert launch pad. Iran has acknowledged it planned tests for the satellite-carrying rocket. Now state-run media claims the rocket launch was successful. Just recently, the EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, travelled to Tehran in a push to resuscitate nuclear deal negotiations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can always check out the latest, more on these stories, at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
BioNTech and Pfizer.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to...
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 after the hour, the Good Day program, and our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's the complimentary piece, complimentary hour, if you will, to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. There are two or three different things that are now being added together to give you a succinct overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, which is the country's foremost format. How do you like that, ladies? Pretty good alliteration, huh? The first and foremost format.
Woo-hoo. Sounds good.
Love. Yeah, love alliteration.
All right. Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Jennifer from KRLA in Los Angeles. Jay from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And Doug Steffen is here from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What a coincidence, huh? That I could be Doug Steffen and I could be on the program and work my magic with the two of you. Pretty cool.
Such a mind bend.
Yeah, it is. Right, exactly. All right, okay. So, for the week, there are some things that seem to get repeated with regularity and some new things. Oftentimes, I start with number one. We go through the list, and then we pick some of the things. I think that I really kind of want to spend, we've got three or four things here that are on everybody's mind, and Supreme Court activity certainly is one of them, and the developments that have taken place this week in the gun debate, which is actually number five with the Supreme Court. Couple of developments this week, upending the terrain, I suppose, a manner of speaking, the discussion of guns in the gun debate. Supreme Court ruling striking down a New York state law that restricted people's ability to carry guns in public. I'm sure that, Jennifer, you've talked a lot about this on your morning program on KRLA.
Sure.
This week, because you like to talk about guns. I know you do. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's my favorite. My favorite subject.
Right, exactly. Guns. Woo-hoo. All right, so anyway, this sort of flies. There was an Ohio decision I think we talked about last week, right, where it sort of upended some of the what one might consider common sense gun rules. So what's the essence of this one in New York?
This is really significant, actually, probably the biggest Second Amendment ruling that we've had in this country in decades, probably since the Heller case in the Supreme Court. And just to give you a little context, because it was referenced in the decision that was written by Justice Thomas in this particular decision, in Heller, and Antonin Scalia was the one who wrote the decision on that, it was determined that you have a right under the Second Amendment to protect your house and your family. What it didn't cover is what you have a right to when you leave your home. So how can you protect yourself with a firearm when you leave your home? And that was not covered by Heller. So that has allowed a lot of states, like the state that I live in, California, and the state of New York, a lot of cities, to come up with different laws. And so, for instance, in some parts of the country, you can have a concealed carry permit, or you're just allowed to carry your firearm as you see fit out in public. In California, in Los Angeles, forget about that. The sheriff of L.A. County has not offered sent out concealed carry permits in decades, basically. The new sheriff, a Democrat, just worth it since we know everything has a political impact now, is saying, you know what, crime is up. We can't get to you fast enough, so we're going to start authorizing those permits, but you have to give me a reason. In New York, they'll give you a concealed carry permit, but give them a reason. Right?
What's a reason? What would be a good reason?
Let's say I'm a public figure and I've been threatened and whatever. Or I might be someone who carries around large sums of money back and forth to a bank. Or, you know, you give them a reason about why you might need protection. Mm-hmm. And then they decide whether or not they grant you that concealed carry permit. Well, that's not really constitutional. Most Second Amendment advocates have already said that our rights shall not be infringed upon. That's the Second Amendment, shall not be infringed upon. And so the decision was made that you can't give a governing body the authority to determine whether or not you can carry a weapon. And so this has now really provided the avenue for places to hand out concealed carry permits without an excuse. I don't have to tell you why I need it. It's my right to have it, essentially.
Really? Okay. So that, and I noticed that after the announcement was made by the Supreme Court, the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, said that all this is doing is opening up an additional river that feeds the sea of gun violence. And I can understand the concern, especially, and it seems it's so contrary to what else is in the public discourse, the discussion of what's going on in these schools and how to better, I don't know if they're, they're related, but are they,
can I give you another
compliment?
Way to look at it?
Please.
Because I actually think it's in complete complement to what's happening right now, and that is that in Uvalde, Texas, or in that grocery store, and in fact we saw in the grocery store what slowed that gunman down was a guard who was able to engage with him with his own weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Hardening targets, giving good guys guns, is going to stop bad guys, and it's going to deter bad guys. there is not a person out there who commits crimes with a concealed carry permit or who is a good-paying, responsible gun owner member of the NRA. These are people who are criminals that are committing these mass shootings, who plan and plot for months about what they want to do and how they're going to reach their notoriety or whatever their desire is. And so to allow more good people who are responsibly going through the process of having a gun, I think is actually going to keep us safer. So for Eric Adams to say it's going to be the Wild West, I don't buy him. I mean, even in Los Angeles, which is super duper liberal, as you know, all of our police are saying there are not enough of us to get to you. Mm-hmm. You have the right to protect yourself mm-hmm. in the 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 minutes it takes for us to get to you.
All right. So now on the other side of this is the Senate landmark gun violence bill, the bipartisan bill that went through this week. It's up for final approval. So what does this – is this a compliment to what we were just talking about in the Supreme Court? Is this something different? Are we going down two different angles, the two different roads here, two different paths?
I think we're going to see this challenged pretty immediately, actually. I think the House is going to try to knock it down, but they won't. It'll pass. And unfortunately, the thing that I take issue with in this gun legislation, the one good thing that I like is I hate to say the money because I hate the fact that we have to spend more, but with mental health and getting people trained to recognize the signs of what's going on in the heads of these kids that turn out to be mass shooters, I think that is appropriate if that's what it takes to get people to recognize the signs. I don't know if you need training. I mean, if someone's slicing their face with a knife, that tells you that there's something going on.
There's something going on, yes.
Yeah.
But if the training is what it takes, that's fine. But what I take issue with are the red flag laws because it allows for full weaponization of giving people in charge the ability to decide who gets to defend themselves and who doesn't.
All right. So then how do we – and I don't want to spend – we spend a lot of time on this because it is something that has become very – we're very passionate about this in our conversations. But the problem of gun violence in America is worse here now than it has been, it seems. Maybe that's the news media. Maybe that's social media. But also if you compare us to – other nations that we like to compare ourselves to. And then the whole business about guns here, guns on the street, the shoot 'em ups in cities like Chicago every weekend. I think there were 14 people killed in Chicago last weekend. So what do we do if, in fact, this gun safety bill doesn't pass or it doesn't get challenged or we have other things that get challenged? Because the Supreme Court really hasn't taken up that many gun bills in the last, in my memory anyway. So how then do we address this business? Is there something new here, or is it saying, well, give more people guns and they'll protect themselves and we'll have less gun violence? That's not something that's sold very easily to the American public.
But it also needs to go into who is getting the guns. Who are we giving the guns to? Not everybody should have the guns.
No. But then back to, is there at least some agreement on who shouldn't have guns? Is that part of the bill?
I think it depends on who you ask. Yeah.
Convicted felons shouldn't have guns, and unfortunately, like in El Monte, where I live in California, a felon had a gun, and he shot two police officers and killed them, and in a full ambush. And so I think the first thing to do is enforce the laws that are already on the books, which are typically not being done already. I do believe that this legislation is going to pass, the bipartisan legislation. I don't love it because I feel like if someone says a mom who is passionate at a school board meeting gets put on the no-fly list, well, that's an argument to not give her a gun. And is that constitutional? So, I want to see stuff that's going to work, that's going to stop these shootings, and I don't believe, unfortunately, that really anything in this bipartisan bill will stop the next one. And I think it's designed to make
somehow
people feel good.
It's psychological approach, yeah, right.
Yeah, it makes people feel good.
Domestic violence, anybody who's been accused of that should not have a weapon.
In a moment, perhaps a cursory look at number 3 on the countdown list, the January 6th committee, the hearings. I listened to some of it this week, and I was actually quite interested and intrigued with the people and some of the things they had to say. I'm sure Jennifer has something to say about it, and we'll get to that after this.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering. Flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
All right, because we don't have enough time to really do justice to the discussion of January 6th, I want to spend a moment or two on number four, the COVID thing. Moderna now says that a COVID-19 variant shot is going to be ready by late summer. Who's going to take it? I don't know that I will. Jay, you want to take that shot?
I'm not sure. The last booster really messed me up.
Yeah. And Jennifer, you aren't because it doesn't agree with you anyway. So I'm wondering who I'm thinking there's a burnout factor here among people in the country. Enough already of this. You know, everybody, as Dr. Ken Cronau says, everybody's going to get this whether you like it or not. So why go through the anxiety of the shots? It's 21 after the hour.
The top radio countdown.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Bob the drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Okay, enough of the shots, enough of the conversation. So what are you getting for feedback when people are asked about public figures getting COVID? Because it becomes headline news. This guy got COVID. So it what?
It was Dr. Fauci got COVID. That's news. Maya Bialik was dealing with COVID. That's news. And it's kind of like, well, maybe in 2020 when it was still new and people weren't really sure what was happening, it seemed more notable and newsworthy that celebrities and public figures were getting COVID. At this point, it's kind of not, and that's what a lot of people are chiming in about on social media. Shirley Goodson points out that for musicians, it still might be newsworthy. For instance, Chris Stapleton is the latest to postpone a show due to a positive COVID test. Makes sense, because tours are getting paused or canceled, having to be rescheduled. Carol Yappel says, I don't need to know the status of people's health that are not in my circle.
Right. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to the gun situation that we were just talking about, because there's more feeling, there's strong feelings as we look at the bipartisan nature of this. So what are people saying, some of our listeners, when it comes to the gun, the gun bill?
Yeah, David Young chimes in. These laws don't stop people who want to commit crimes. The people who will be affected are those that won't hurt anyone. What we need is more mental health facilities and more help for these people. Michael Mossy says, the government is like fire. When we control it, it serves us well. When we can't control it, it will burn everything down.
Wait a minute. Hold on to that for a second. Let's try that again. Government is like fire. When we control it, it serves us well. That's an interesting thought, actually.
Yeah.
I heard that.
It will burn everything down.
Yeah. That's an interesting point of view. And there's something to be, one of the reasons I am thankful for this input from folks is because it does give us something interesting to think about. And it's not that I don't want to take phone calls on some of these things. It's just that my attitude toward phone callers, not that it needs to be aired my laundry in public, I just think that it takes us a long time to find a good caller. In this circumstance, you can get to the heart of the comment and not all of the, hey, thanks for letting me on the phone, or thanks for taking my call, or, you know, all that other BS that gets on the air. We get right to the point here. All right, what else do you have?
Alan Taylor Black says, hopefully it'll be a start to ending the insanity. And Shannon Shepard chimes in, why are politicians who are American citizens in service trying to violate the U.S. Constitution? This is treasonous by our standards.
What does that mean? Jennifer, you want to take a shot at that? Why are politicians who are American citizens trying to violate the Constitution? What is that? Sounds like a blanket statement. And once again, don't
can
mess with my guns.
Can you guys hear me, by the way?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, good. I didn't know if you could hear me or not before. So I don't know exactly what that means other than, read it to me one more time and put it in context for me, Jay.
So regarding the bipartisan deal on gun violence, Shannon Shepherd weighs in, why are politicians who are American citizens in service trying to violate the U.S. Constitution?
Yeah,
this is
so
treasonous by our standards.
Yeah, because, and I don't know if you could say it's treasonous, certainly, but it's definitely in opposition to the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment fully says that our rights to have and to bear arms shall not be infringed upon. And so you've got people going to Washington who are specifically looking to infringe on those rights, or who that sometimes think that the Constitution isn't our governing body, that thinks it should be thrown out, or some people think it's a living, breathing document, and that's also not the case.
Got it. Okay, ladies, we continue. It's 28 after the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans,
a not-for-profit organization.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Thank you, Tech It Out listeners, as the one-hour radio show and podcast is celebrating its 250th episode. It's the show that breaks down geek speak into street speak. To commemorate the milestone, Asus, the title sponsor of Tech It Out, has generously provided an awesome giveaway. The Asus VivoBook 13 Slate OLED, valued at $599. This two-in-one portable companion can be used as a laptop, tablet, and other modes. And it's the world's first 13.3-inch OLED Windows detachable laptop. To be eligible to win, you need to be a U.S. resident age 18 or older. Send me an email from my website with the words Tech It Out in the subject line, or tag me on social media with the phrase Tech It Out. A random name will be chosen next week. For email, my website is marksaltzman.com. That's Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z. Good luck. And thank you to Asus for your partnership on Tech It Out. And here's to the next 250 episodes.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Sort of an arm of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the Good Day Show. You can follow us, by the way, at gooddayshow.com, social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, on Twitter, Good Day On Air. So, taking Jay and Doug and adding Jennifer Horn to the mix, we go through as many of these things. I've gone through the story list. I don't know if I do these. I do so much of this, I forget whether I'm actually on the air done the list. I'm not sure I have. Have I, ladies, done the lists? I don't think I have.
No, not the people's list.
All right. So, the people list has Putin at 10, Musk at 9, Harris at 8, DeSantis at 7, Pence at 6, McCarthy at 5, Katie Britt at 4, Jerome Powell at 3, Trump at 2, and Biden at 1. On the story list, the economy's number 1, the political realities and the primary results from this past week are 2, January 6th, number 3, COVID is 4, the gun stuff is 5, civil rights is 6, the Supreme Court, well, not just Supreme Court, the whole discussion of abortion rights is 7, the war in Ukraine is 8. Imagine that. It was number 1 for me. It I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to judge. What we all have our own sort of list in our mind, and I still think the problem in Ukraine has more significance on all of us than anything else that's here. Perhaps save the economy, and the economy is actually tied to the war because it's been caused, most of it, by the war and some of it by social spending and that sort of thing. Anyway, let's get to number...
You know what? I'm surprised didn't make the list.
What?
It's the 50th anniversary of Title IX. That was a pretty big deal, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, that actually is what you want to spend a minute on. It's women's rights in sports.
Women's
in schools,
sports, yeah.
And stuff, right?
And I actually got to do something really cool. I don't know if you had a chance to see or if when we chatted or social media, but so one of the things that President Nixon doesn't get credit for, well, everything, right? Because everything about Nixon's always Watergate.
Right.
He did really cool things. Like
which was the 50th anniversary of that in the past. Right?
I know, that's right. Imagine that.
Yeah, right.
But he founded the EPA. He also passed Title IX, which allows for women to have more, or to have, you know, kind of equal, more equity in opportunities for scholarships and for team sports and such at the high school and college levels. And so they invited me to the Nixon Library this week to host a panel with 3 Olympians. It was really cool. Kerry Walsh Jennings,
yeah,
from beach volleyball fame, and Courtney Mathewson, who played water polo, Janet Evans, who was a gold medal swimmer. And it was really neat. And the person who was there to talk about Title IX was the former Secretary of Commerce who was brought into the Nixon administration, named Barbara Franklin, when Nixon took a concerted effort to try to bring more women into the White House, which Bill Clinton thanked him for years later.
Yeah.
And that was a joke. And,
well, but Bill Clinton had a great relationship with Nixon, and in fact, if you remember,
they did, actually, yeah.
If you remember the funeral, the Clinton took the lead.
It was one of his best speeches, I think.
It was.
The eulogy of Bill Clinton gave
Richard Nixon. Yeah, right. It really was. Nixon, you're right, was much maligned. It all became about Watergate, and what he said about, you know, on the tape about Jews and black people and stuff. And that's all important, but it isn't the only thing that he ought to be, as with anybody. We're not, we ought not to be judged by just a singular issue or a singular occurrence in our lives. Oftentimes, that's unfortunately the case. You know, what's, at the moment, what's Alec Baldwin thought of? What comes to mind immediately when you think of Alec Baldwin? The shooting on the set of Rust. You know, yeah, I'm just using that as an example, but there seems to be one thing, that if it's negative, especially, what is it, the old
people
takes 30 years to build up somebody's reputation and 30 seconds to knock it down.
Yep, that's right.
So, okay, so speaking of that, remember, I chuckle because I know where Jennifer's going to go with this, although I don't know, it's pretty hard to get away from some of this stuff that's being said about Trump and the January 6th hearings. And so as we look at this House Select Committee, I listened to the wrap-up. I listened to actually some of the testimony. I happened to be in my truck driving around, so I was listening on public radio to the public hearings. And so even though there are way more Democrats than Republicans on the group and
there's nobody that's been appointed from the minority party.
Well, how did Liz Cheney get on it?
She was not appointed by the minority party. She was put on because
of right, okay. Well, at any rate, did they ask or they never asked?
And is it? Oh, no. They were asked.
So why didn't they put somebody on it?
So here's how it goes. This is actually the reason, and believe me, I'm one of the few people probably in conservative talk radio actually listening to these things because I want to know what they're saying and how they're presenting it. And most of this information that's already come out has already been out in the public sphere. And that's why I don't think it's like the big bombshell that they're selling it to be.
Except that nobody paid attention prior to this.
Because of the drama around it. It was coming out piecemeal instead of all at one time. You know, so like here, this would come out, that would come out. This is just, they're weaving it all together. But this is the first time, I believe, in our nation's history where the minority party tried to have people put on this panel and Nancy Pelosi turned them down. So Kevin McCarthy, and that's the reason he's on the list this week, is that he was trying to get his people, Jim Jordan, Jim Banks, you know, people from the Republican Party on this committee to make it fair, like you do when you are the minority leader in the House of Representatives, and Nancy Pelosi turned down all of those people. And so that's why Kevin McCarthy.
How did she get away with that?
Because she's the head. In the House, they let you create your own rules. And so because she's the leader, she got to create her own rules. So Kevin McCarthy said, fine, Republicans aren't participating in this, and walked away. It was only Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger who came to the table and said, well, we'll do it. And that's because they don't have any real interests of the party. And look, it's very clear what this is.
Well, why should the party be ahead of the truth?
Well, they ask that for the Democrats. They're the ones who are in charge of
this. I'm just asking it in general. Never mind the party.
I
can't stand partisan politics, and that's all that drives this country these days.
Okay, forget politics for a second. But when you have someone who is either, like, for instance, in a courtroom, you don't just have a prosecution or you don't just have a defense. You have both so that people can present as close to the full story as possible. Right now, no one is giving you anything from the other side. They're giving you testimony heard in bits and pieces without a lot of context. And so you've got Bill Barr saying this is BS. Well, what did he say before and after that? He's come out and kind of closed the loop on what he said before and after that people in the hearing will never hear because they're only showing you one thing.
Well, but they did have testimony from people actually there. Beside the clips that they have, they've had a dozen or so people in these hearings that actually testified.
But no one's cross-examined them.
Well, what would be the context? I mean, no matter how you shake it, Trump doesn't look good. Now, maybe they're trying to make him not look good.
That's the goal of the
debate. But what's the purpose? So that he won't run for president again?
There's two things that they're after. One, they don't want him to run for president again because they know in this situation he's going to win. In fact, all the polling right now that's out indicates in a head-to-head matchup with Biden, Trump wins by multiple points now.
Why would Biden run again? I mean, they're going to be nuts putting him out again.
In any case, that's where it stands today. And then you also have the fact that they are going to advance getting rid of the Electoral College, which I know you're a fan of. But
yep, I like that idea.
I'm not. And,
I get it.
And I don't think that this is an so-called insurrection is the reason for them to blow up our voting system. It just doesn't seem like you can connect the dots on that.
Well, one item, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, if we spend the whole time on it, that's an interesting perspective, and I think it's an important one to have. That's why you're here, Jennifer, in part. Jennifer Horn, along with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review. In a moment, what is going on in Ukraine with Ukrainians? That's up next here.
The Talk Radio
Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Overview of the charts here for the week of June 20th to the 24th. The official list from number 10 to number 1. And by the way, these lists are always published at the end of the week at DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com, and Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Number 10, focus on the weather, the drought, and what to do with your lawn, in a manner of speaking. Number 9, social media, all the technology that people are talking about becoming more important every week. The Russian war with Ukraine is number 8. The discussion of Roe v. Wade and coincidental abortion discussions, number 7. Race relations, civil rights issues, number 6, guns, and the Supreme Court, number 5. Number 4 is COVID. Number 3, the January 6th committee, politics and more politics at 2, and the economy is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen, we lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People List, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. You find the list of the stories and the people every week at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, DougSteffen.com. At number 10, Vladimir Putin. Questions on why this guy is still alive and breathing air, I guess, is one of the things to focus on. Elon Musk is at number 9. Kamala Harris is 8. Ron DeSantis is 7. Mike Pence is 6. Kevin McCarthy is 5. Mo Brooks and Katie Britt are tied for number 4. Jerome Powell has the honor of being number 3. Donald Trump number 2, as we focus continually on this January 6th stuff. And Joe Biden is number 1. So all of these names, all the people, you can usually tie them in pretty easily with the story list, although they don't always coincide, but sometimes fairly closely. So that's it from the week of June 20th to the 24th, the story and people list from Talkers Magazine. 45 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The next item is what's going on in, excuse me, Ukraine. I was about to say the Ukraine, and then I would get lambasted by the two ladies. Not there, Ukraine, it's Ukraine. All right, so
and
now...
She's like the beauty pageant lady who, when she said, she was asked a question, she said, well, I'd like to help the Iraq.
What about the 405? What about the 101?
The 10.
Okay. So European Union leaders apparently are ready to move Ukraine into position as a candidate for membership. So what will this do? The 27 other nations there, does this push the Russians away? Aren't they already doing as much as they can? I suppose there's an economic benefit to this, amongst other things. But this whole thing, I was really surprised it moved down to number 8 this week. So what do we think, ladies?
I think it's surprising that it we've lost interest, you know. It's just as a country, people aren't talking about
it. How can you lose interest? It's causing inflation.
Well,
it's ruining the economy, the cost of gasoline. Good God.
Says Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden.
Well, Joe Biden's not a big help either, but.
Gas prices, because they were so high, that's how Putin could afford to actually go into Ukraine. That's how he was able to do it, because gas went up above $80 a barrel. It enriched him, gave him enough to strengthen.
So which comes first, the chicken or the egg? The war causes the prices to go up, or the prices went up and that helps the war effort?
Prices were already up by like $2 before the invasion even started.
They're trying to call this Putin's
war, because they don't want to have that as part of their legacy. But what I would say, and the reason Jerome Powell's on your people.
Well, it is, though. Come on, Jennifer. It is Putin's war. What, Putin attacked Ukraine?
Of course, this is Putin's war, but I'm saying that it's not all Putin's war that we're feeling at the gas pump, or that we're seeing inflate our economy. It's the trillions of dollars in spending that have happened. And
no drilling and no sources that we should be having.
Right, we're no longer an energy producer, we're an energy consumer.
Yeah, but
Jerome Powell's on the list for saying this week in a hearing, when asked, is this Putin's fault? He had to come out and split himself, because he's under oath, from Joe Biden, who said, no, we've had these inflationary conditions before Putin even started any of this.
Yeah, it's like a perfect storm. Meanwhile, this week in Ukraine, it's been the worst week for 8 or 9 weeks, actually, since the fall of Mariupol. The last couple of days especially, there have been some smaller villages that have been taken over and ransacked. People just killed, you know, brought out in the street, machine gunned.
There's two Americans who got picked up. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear that story. What's that?
Two guys who went to volunteer to help Ukraine, which is, you know, God love them.
As mercenary soldiers or just to go over and help?
I don't know. And I don't know if they went over as contractors or if they went over as true volunteers, but they're two guys from Alabama who got picked up by Russians, and they're being kept in Donetsk. And the problem with that is that in Russia, the death penalty is outlawed, but in Ukraine, it is not. And so there are a lot of people who believe these guys have been already videotaped being beaten and tortured, that they could find themselves at the other end of a firing squad if the United States can't negotiate getting them out of there.
Well, so what? And that goes along with the NBA. What's the lady's name? Griner.
Yeah.
What's going on with her?
Still waiting on her next court hearing. What is that? July 2nd?
Yeah. Which is all a scam anyway. I mean, these are sham court hearings, right?
Of course they are. Ridiculous.
They're gonna keep pushing
the
date back.
Prisoner.
Apparently,
she was supposed to have some call, I think, with her wife, and that somehow got moved around. So they're not treating these people well. But Brittany Griner, at least, is in Russia. So they can't beat the heck out of her, but they can keep her for a long time.
Yeah. And then there's the latest Western brand to leave Russia is Nike. They said we made a decision to leave. Why didn't they make it earlier? That would be my question. What's taking so long?
Yeah,
exactly. Read the room. Jennifer Horn from KRLA, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
message.
Hey, man, it's Devin. You know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you received this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if the prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's Car Talk time, and a man who is speaking, Nick Miles, is here from OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Doug Steffen with news this week from the car world. Actually, this is sort of off the wall, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it because you are an expert in all things car. So the question has emerged this week with several absolutely stupid, hysterical, when I say hysterical, I mean people are hysterical when they see children alone inside of a hot car. And
yeah.
What a couple of times this week, I think a couple of youngsters died. Heat stroke can happen when temperatures are, you know, if it's 57 outside but the car is all closed up, it's 20, 30, 40 degrees with the sun beating in the windows. How can people be so stupid to leave a child unattended in a car? It just
so,
is.
So yeah, you're right, Doug. Absolutely right. 56 children die a year every year inside hot cars. It's an ongoing problem, and it takes a matter of somewhere between 3 and 10 minutes for the temperature to climb outside a vehicle in the sun. An unknown number of pets are dying inside cars as well.
All the time.
And
yeah,
just leaving a crack in the window is not sufficient to allow enough air circulation. There are companies out there who have solutions. Hyundai has a motion detection system inside their vehicle.
Really?
Inside.
How does that work?
So if anything moves inside the vehicle, it sends, you know, horn sounds and a beep to your cell phone. And then if you do not respond within, you know, a minute or two, then it will send a signal to their concierge service. And if you don't respond to a phone call, then they send emergency services to the vehicle. So they've got it nailed down. Several other people like OnStar have systems. And Toyota are developing a system exactly the same with their new autonomous cars that are coming in a few years where the car will actually go and get help.
Really?
So,
the car goes to get help.
Yeah,
that sounds really a little off the wall. So that reminds me of something I saw this week. PBS had a sort of a Nova special with Elon Musk trying to convince people that his cars are okay when they're on autopilot. And the PBS interviewer managed to make mincemeat out of that with several things. Why Elon Musk was driving the car. I don't know if you saw this or not, but maybe you've had the same experience. These people who buy a Tesla and they think they're getting an automatic car, you got to be nuts. Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Right? So,
well, so first of all, what you need to know about self-piloting cars is in America, level two is the only thing that is legal. And in level two, the driver is still absolutely 100% responsible. And the way Tesla get away with it is that 1 second before impact, the controls are returned to the driver.
Now, perfect.
Doug, I don't know if you are capable of stopping an accident 1 second before you run into the back of the fire truck.
My reflexes are good, pal, but they're not that good.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm not capable of avoiding hitting the back of a fire truck within 1 second. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. So no. That's how they get away with it.
All right, so long as we're talking about electric or Teslas anyway, other electric cars that are being built, everybody's going into the weird, wild world of electric cars. I see that Mercedes has a new one. So is there any end to this? Is everybody going to market these things and then everybody's going to have them and nobody's going to be able to get the power? The power grid will collapse and people will be in the middle of the highway thinking, oh, why did I do this? I think that's the unheard question, right?
You're right. There's three things stopping Americans really embracing this. Power grid is definitely one of them. Range anxiety is another one, and price too.
What's range anxiety? What do you explain that, will you?
Well, you know, electric vehicles don't go. You know, gas vehicles can go 600 miles on a single tank, right? Electric vehicles, 100 miles was where we sort of started with these vehicles. Mercedes, so let's start with this. Electric vehicles aren't for everybody. Mm-hmm. All right. That has to be really clear. Like, nobody should be forced to have electric vehicles. If that starts to happen, you'll find me at the front of the line defending everybody's right not to drive an electric vehicle. Electric vehicles are interesting and we should play with them and experiment with them. But the second they say you have to have one, you'll find a big uproar. But Mercedes have sort of been playing with this, and they now have this QEXX, I think it's called, that they just got 746 miles out of in one single charge. Yeah.
Wow.
So I said to them, I said, listen, guys, if you say it can do that, let me drive it.
All right,
and
let me try
it out.
All right, so do it and report to us next week. Nick Miles from our AutoExpert.com, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This Cabernet is sure to take your burgers to the next level.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium or rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. With the lowest prices in the DMV. Drink responsibly, B21.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. We're going to start the work week off with some good news.
For the first time in 9 weeks, we do have a drop at the pump. The average price of regular grade is down 4 cents in the past 2 weeks to $5.05.
That's fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg. She says there's still, though, it's $1.09 more than we were paying this time last year. Publisher of the eponymous industry survey says oil prices fell sharply amid deepening global inflation fears, and she expects the numbers to continue to fall. Highest price in the San Francisco Bay Area, $6.39 a gallon. Lowest in the Baton Rouge area in Louisiana at $4.39. South Dakota's Republican governor pledging to bar mail-order abortion pills, but says women shouldn't face prosecution for seeking them. Christy Noem's indicating she'd put in place a plan approved by state lawmakers to restrict the pills. This week is going to bring some of the latest on housing market, along with an update on how American consumers feel about the way things are going.
Not only will Monday see the release of a report on durable goods orders for May, there will also be an update on pending home sales. Home prices take the spotlight Tuesday with the release of the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index, also due out on Tuesday. Weekly jobless claims, along with reports on consumer spending and inflation, come Thursday, while on Friday, a report on construction spending and manufacturing. Rich Thomason reporting.
President Biden and Western allies at a three-day summit in the Bavarian Alps say they're intent on keeping economic fallout from the war in Ukraine from fracturing the global coalition working to punish Russia's aggression. Britain's Boris Johnson warned leaders not to give in to fatigue, even as Russia lobbed new missiles at Kyiv. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the three-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Grand Canyon National Parks decided not to extend a key project this fall.
That program used volunteers to kill bison to downsize the herd. But new surveys show the herd roaming the far reaches of northern Arizona is actually closer now to the goal of about 200. Authorities also say the gunfire and presence of humans was not enough to push the bison outside the park boundaries where they can be hunted. The park is now working with other agencies to develop a long-term plan to manage the massive creatures. Jason Walker reporting.
Illinois GOP Congresswoman Mary Miller raising eyebrows with her comment at a rally over the weekend. She called the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade a victory for white life. The comment drew cheers from the crowd at a Mendon, Illinois rally, but a spokesman for Miller says she had intended to say the right to life. SRN News.
Expected resumption of stalled talks over Tehran's tattered nuclear deal with world powers. It's unclear when exactly the rocket was launched, but the news has come after satellite photos had showed preparations at a desert launch pad. Iran has acknowledged it planned tests for the satellite-carrying rocket. Now state-run media claims the rocket launch was successful. Just recently, the EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, travelled to Tehran in a push to resuscitate nuclear deal negotiations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can always check out the latest, more on these stories, at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm
Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of an episode of Duffy's Tavern. And then we present the detective program Barry Craig Confidential Investigator, starring William Gargan, and featuring the legendary Don Pardo as the announcer. At the end of our previous show, Archie, as voiced by show creator Ed Gardner, had purchased an interest in a racehorse. So it's just a matter of time before the money starts pouring in. Yeah, right. As we continue, you'll also hear Hazel Sherman as Miss Duffy, Charlie Cantor as Finnegan, and Fats Pichon on the piano. It's from November 30th, 1951.
I wonder who owns the other half of that horse.
The other half? Yeah, that's right. I never thought of that. Wonder who does own the other half. Well, whoever he is, I just hope he keeps up his end. No, it costs a lot of money to keep up a horse.
I wonder how it could be.
Well, I don't know who the guy is, but when we put the horse on a big race, I hope that his half won't be dragging.
Mr. Archie, Do you know anything about horse racing?
Are you kidding? Fats, I was born with the smell of a saddle. And horse flesh in my veins. I learned to ride when I was a kid only 5 years old. And in fact, the rest of the kids in the neighborhood used to call me Archie the Jock.
How do you spell that?
What do you mean, how do you spell it? They spell it J-O-K-E-Y, jockey. Yes, sir. Day after day, I used to race my own little pony. Hour after hour, I'd sit in the saddle till me little pants was worn thin.
Did you ever win?
Well, not every time, but I always managed to show. But what am I doing wasting my words here? I better get me stable organized. Finnegan.
Yeah.
Are you a lover of horse flesh?
Well, frankly, Arch, I prefer salami.
Finnegan. I'm talking about racehorses.
Racehorses. Yeah. You know what? I own one once.
How did you ever own a racehorse?
Well, it was a funny thing. I was out at the racetrack one day. So this horse leans over the fence and he says, "Hey, Finnegan, how'd you like to buy a good horse cheap?"
Just a minute. You mean a horse leaned over the fence and talked to you?
What's so strange about that? It was a very low fence. Why, but, you know, he sure was a fast horse.
Fast horse, huh? Was you the jockey?
No, the jockey was my sister.
Your sister? Where did your sister ever learn to ride a horse?
Oh, she was, you know, that race track down in Florida.
The race in Florida? Widener Handicap?
Archie, it widened her all over.
Now, stop bothering with these nonsensicals, Finnegan. I'm trying to get this stable of mine organized. Now, let me see here. Where can I find a groom?
Believe me, it ain't easy.
I believe you. But I happen to be talking about a groom for me racehorse.
Oh. By the way, Archie, you know, after the race, they always have a pretty girl standing in the winner's circle.
Mm-hmm. So?
Well, maybe if your horse wins, I could stand next to him.
Yeah, but how would the judges know which neck to hang the wreath on?
Archie?
He's in the back room looking at the racing form.
Oh.
Say, is it true that Arch owns one half of this horse?
Yeah.
And some other guy owns the other half?
Well, that's right.
Well, what part does the horse own?
I guess no part.
This sort of thing couldn't happen if Abraham Lincoln was alive.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Oh, it's you, Papa. Where's Lame Brain? He's in the back room looking at the racing form. What, Papa? Oh, well, that's nice. You're sending over 300 pounds of beef? All right. We'll put it in the icebox. Finnegan, fast. Papa's sending over 300 pounds of beef for a party in the memory of his dear friend Rhinelander McGurk. When it gets here, put it right in the icebox, will you?
Gee, that's nice of Mr. Duffy. 300 pounds of beef. By the way...
What?
You sure he ain't sending over your mother?
That's for your information. Mama only weighs 298. She lost 15 pounds last summer up in Saratoga.
Okay, Miss Duffy. We'll put the side of beef in the icebox, eh?
Now, let me look at this racing
form. Wait till Archie finds out about this.
Shall we bring it through the back door or the front door?
Huh? Well, what do you know? They're surprising me. They're bringing me little horse to the tavern.
But suppose it's too big to get through the doors.
Well, there's only one thing to do.
What?
We can slice one piece off of one side.
These butchers. Slicing a piece off me poor little horse.
I got a better idea.
What's that?
Why don't we saw it right down the middle?
The fiends.
I think we should leave it in one piece.
At least Finnegan loves horses.
And then barbecue it.
Lousy cannibal.
I just hope it won't be too tough.
What are they talking tough? He's a sweet little animal, I know it.
Well, if it's too tough, I suppose we can club it for a few hours.
I'll report this to the CPA.
Ladies and gentlemen, I disagree with the whole procedure. I don't think it should be clubbed at all.
Nice going, Finnegan.
I think we should cut it up into little pieces and make hamburgers.
Now, wait a minute, Finnegan. I've been listening to this conversation. It's gone far enough. What a lousy way to treat a poor little horse.
A horse?
Yeah.
We were talking about a side of beef.
Oh.
Papa's sending it down here because he's given a party in memorial of Rhinelander McGurk.
Oh, well, that's different. And I'm sure McGurk will appreciate it, you know. He's a great lover of roast beef. Now, let me finish reading this racing form. Hey, wait a minute. Holy cat, this is me lucky day.
What do you mean?
Me horse, Stumblebum. He's running today.
Where?
Down south. You know, the wealthier horses always go south for the winter.
Oh, yeah? Say, look, Arch. He must be a great horse.
Why?
The odds are 100 to 1.
Now, that's an old trick, you know. They jack up the price to make the other horses overconfident.
Oh, I see. Hey, who's he running against, George?
Well, let's see here. Third race, Harry Boy. Slow starter, but can win. Susie Q, startled the clockers at Pimlico, great in the stretch. Whirlwind, never looked in better shape. Won last 6 starts. Knockout drop, cinched to win on dry track. And Stumblebum.
What's it say about him?
Good to his mother.
You're listening to Duffy's Tavern. Time for a short break. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Axiom Repertory Theater is proud to present Woody Guthrie's American Song.
This land is your land, and this land is my land.
Experience the words and music of Woody Guthrie in this ensemble musical presentation for a limited engagement, June 10th through July 4th.
I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps.
Tickets available at axramptheater.com.
This land was made for you and me.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Whirlwind.
Archie.
Come on, Stumblebum.
Archie.
What?
The race hasn't started yet.
Oh.
Just a minute, boss. There seems to be some delay. Two officials are coming out on the track with a large bale of hay with 25 candles on it. They're taking it over to Stumblebum. Yes, boss, it's Stumblebum's 25th birthday.
You know, it's my horse's birthday.
Mazel tov.
Thank you.
To say the least, folks, this Stumblebum is no man of war.
Ain't that wonderful? He's comparing him to the greatest horse that ever lived.
And now the horses are lined up at the starting gate, and just a minute, Stumblebum seems to be down on one knee.
Probably going to start from a crouching position.
It's all right, folks. He's up now, and there they go. Out in front is Whirlwind. two lengths. Susie Q at second by a length and a half, followed by Harry Boy, Reese Quick and Speed King.
Where's Stumblebum?
Stumblebum is now leading the post.
What?
Well, what do you know? Stumblebum is now running away from the field.
Attaboy, Stumblebum.
Only he's running in the wrong direction.
Maybe Stumblebum is a mutter.
Does he have to pick a time like this?
Coming around the corner turn, it's well in by a length, Breeze Quick and Speed King. Where will win? Stumblebum. Stumblebum is on the rail.
On the rail? Get back on the track.
And here they are coming down the stretch. It's whirlwind by length, Harry Boy, Breeze Quick, and here comes Stumblebum.
Come on, Stumblebum.
Come on, Stumblebum.
Come on, Stumblebum.
Come on, whirlwind.
Brennigan, what's the idea?
I just wanted to break the monotony.
Stumblebum out in front, folks.
Come on, Stumblebum, make it a real lucky day for me.
This Stumblebum is sensational. The way he's running, you'd think he was a horse. His two owners must be mighty proud of him today. And now, as they near the finish line, it's Stumblebum by one length, Stumblebum by two lengths, three lengths, and now, flash! Stumblebum will hit the headlines in every paper in the country.
What happened?
He just dropped dead.
I lost the race. I lost me horse. I guess this just ain't me lucky day.
Yes, folks, this is a tough break for Archie, one of the two owners of Stumblebum.
You're telling me.
But nothing compared to the misfortunes of the other owner of Stumblebum, who bet $500 on him. That gallant sportsman and tavern owner.
Who?
Patrick J. Duffy.
How do you like that? Duffy lost $500. It is me lucky day after all.
Duffy's Tavern and Half a Racehorse from November 30th, 1951. Series creator Ed Gardner was Archie. Charlie Cantor played Finnegan. And Hazel Sherman as Miss Duffy. Jazz musician Fat Pichon had joined the cast following the death of comedian Eddie Green. Green had played the Duffy's waiter from the show's launch in 1941, so Lee passed away at age 59 in September of 1950. Pichon was born and raised in New Orleans, his full name Walter Gabriel Pichon, and as a young man he studied for a time at the New England Conservatory of Music, located in Boston, before he returned to the Big Easy to apply his trade on the piano, as well as head up various big bands. At the time he was hired by Duffy's Tavern, that comedy program was being produced out of Puerto Rico. Ed Gardner had moved there to take advantage of the Caribbean Islands' then income tax-free status. At the time, it was a territory of the United States. But not long after Duffy's Tavern ceased production, Puerto Rico officially became a U.S. Commonwealth in 1952. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, we move from the comedies to the realm of detectives, as William Gargan stars as Barry Craig, confidential investigator. Right after this break.
Diamond Detective Agency, guard against throat scratch, enjoys smoother strangling.
Silver screen legend Dick Powell stars as radio's Richard Diamond, the lighthearted detective who can be counted on for a quick quip or some saucy sarcasm.
But you'd be in bed by now, Rick.
My landlord short-sheeted me.
But in Radio Spirit's HCD collection, Richard Diamond's Surplus Homicides, there are plenty of serious situations to go along with the sass.
Where's the body? Downstairs. You want to take a look?
Not especially. I told his mother I'd do something for him, and right now I don't seem to be able to think of a thing.
Get the killer. Help me.
There's also plenty of action to keep Rick on his toes and listeners on the edge of their seats.
Then as I walked down the street, I suddenly felt the nerves in my spine jump down into the pit of my stomach and goose pimples skidded up my back like scared rice. It was a feeling I'd had before. So without turning, I headed for the steps of a basement apartment.
Between the charm and the chases, Diamond delivers in 16 digitally restored and remastered adventures written by Blake Edwards. Radio Spirits also delivers with an amazing half-price sale. For a limited time, pay only $15.98 for Richard Diamond, Surplus Homicides. Just go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code RICHARD7 to save 50% off the regular price. Order today to pay just $15.98 for this HCD collection.
I know a few things I haven't told you about, and this almost puts a cinch on it. I want to talk to Young, and then I'll be down to see you.
But if Young tried to have you killed...
Oh, if he did, you can't prove it. Not yet, anyway, so sit tight, and when I get there, I'll show you how to catch a killer.
This offer won't live forever. So, order Surplus Homicides today at Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code RICHARD7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hot Topics. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some hot topics can really fire people up, and the reason for that is that strongly held beliefs are deeply ingrained in the amygdala, or fight-or-flight part of the brain. That means that if you hold on to a belief strongly enough, when others disagree with your perspective, you are literally interpreting their disagreement as a threat to your safety. Now, the reality is that in the vast majority of life situations, your safety is not in jeopardy when others believe differently than you. So, what can you do? Well, I personally strongly believe that awareness is the key to calming down. In other words, if you can become aware enough of the link between your beliefs and your fight-or-flight response, you will be empowered to step back, take a breath, and realize that you are very likely perfectly safe, even if others see the world differently from you. For more on perspective, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. This next program is one of the few detective radio series which had separate versions of it broadcast from each coast. Even the spelling of the character changed over time. NBC produced a version of Barry Craig Confidential Investigator out of New York City from 1951 to 54, then it relocated to Hollywood and ran for an additional season. Most of the time it ran without a sponsor, which was known as in sustained by the network. William Gargan, who would also play the radio and TV detective character Martin Kane, was the voice of Craig throughout the run. But the first voice you'll hear taking us into this episode, which is titled Visitor at Midnight, will be legendary Saturday Night Live announcer Don Pardo. It's from May 12th of 1955.
William Gargan stars as Barry Craig, confidential investigator.
It never pays to be friendly with murderers. Give them an inch and they'll take a yard, usually rope, tied around your throat and attached to the nearest rafter.
The National Broadcasting Company presents William Gargan in another transcribed drama of mystery and adventure with America's number one detective, Barry Craig, confidential investigator.
Craig speaking. If I try hard, I can remember back to the days before I was in this business, when on going to bed at night, I would always look under my bed. No, not for a blonde, a burglar. There never was one, though. So as the years went by, I stopped looking. I just went to bed. On this particular night, however, I had barely dropped off to sleep when I heard a noise at my window. I was practically asleep, and besides, I wasn't in the mood for burglars. The burglar, however, had other ideas.
It's great.
I'm asleep.
You can't see me, can you?
No, and I'd be happier if I couldn't hear you.
I can see you, however. It helps me aim the gun I'm pointing at you more accurately.
Well, I'd hate to have your aim suffer.
Mr. Craig, I need some advice. I'm a novelist. I'm writing a book about murder. I'm calling it The Unsolvable Crime.
Well, now that you've got that off your chest...
What I came here for was to have you tell me whether or not the murder my book is about is really unsolvable.
Well, why me?
Because you've had a lot to do with murder, for one thing. Because you're not a policeman, for another.
No argument so far.
The man to be murdered, in my book, that is, has heart disease. He's a crooked broker, a man who deserves to die.
Uh-huh. And he suffers from heart disease.
For this illness, he takes daily, at stated hours, capsules containing heart medicine. His life depends on these capsules. Now then, the murderer, in my book, that is, decides to poison the broker.
Well, that's against the law.
Yes, poisoning, but without poison.
Well, get to the next chapter.
The murderer steals one of the capsules, pours the medicine out, and replaces the medicine with ordinary water. Eventually, the financier takes the capsule, which contains water instead of medicine. He dies of heart failure.
Well, not bad.
Thank you. The poisoner can't be traced through the poison he bought because he didn't buy any. An autopsy would show no poison in his victim's body since there wouldn't be any. Most likely, the murdered man would be assumed to have died a natural death. Well?
Well, what?
Is the crime unsolvable?
Well, at the moment, I can't see any flaws in it.
Well, if you can't, then I don't imagine the book reviewers will.
Don't you mean the police?
Why should the police be interested in a book I'm writing?
Why should the book reviewers be interested in the murder you're committing?
You're not serious.
You are.
Well, I'm afraid I must leave now. No, don't move. I still have the gun pointing at you. If I had to shoot you, it wouldn't be an unsolvable crime, perhaps. But what good would that do you? Good night, Mr. Craig. Pleasant dream.
The gentleman in the dock left quickly and efficiently. So I went back to sleep. When I got up the next morning, I decided to pretend the whole thing hadn't happened. There was nothing I could do, and maybe my midnight visitor had really been a novelist. I cherished that happy thought until breakfast.
Your toast, Mr. Craig, in the morning paper.
Thank you.
Well, you're up early this morning, aren't you?
Well, I'm glad you noticed. Any resemblance between this toast and toast is purely coincidental. What does your chef do? Tan the stuff? Hey.
I beg your pardon?
Very interesting news item here. Halfway down the front page. Take a look.
James W. Baker, noted broker, dies of heart attack as police prepare to arrest him for embezzlement. A friend of yours?
No, but he was a crooked broker and he had a bad heart.
Well, is that important, Mr. Craig?
It depends on whether he took his medicine in capsules.
What depends, sir?
Murder. Sure, maybe it was a coincidence. But if it was, it was the kind of coincidence that goes better in books than in reality. James W. Baker was listed in the phone book, so feeling that maybe the long arm of coincidence had strained a muscle in this particular case, I decided to pay the late Mr. Baker a friendly visit.
Hello.
Hello. This is the Baker home, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm Mr. Baker's niece. And you?
Barry Craig. I'm an old friend of your uncle's.
You're not old.
Well...
And you're not a friend of my uncle's. But come in anyway.
Thank you.
My name is Sandra.
I realize maybe I shouldn't have come today. You must be all broken up by your uncle's death.
Who? Me?
Well, family...
Well, that's me. I'm the family.
Your uncle must have been a lonely man.
He didn't mind. He had me. And the market. And all those people. He was swindling, of course. And there were Mr. Hansen and Tommy.
Who's Tommy?
Oh, sort of stunted youth. Uncle's secretary. Very anemic. I always ignore him.
And Hansen?
Hansen was uncle's lawyer. And I fondly suspect as big a crook as uncle was. But very spatted, you know?
Spatted?
Yes, on the shoes and gardenia'd in the buttonhole, and I have a sneaking suspicion whiskied in the liver.
Sounds nice. Anybody else close to Uncle?
No.
Then it boils down to one of you three.
What does?
Who's happy now that Uncle's dead?
Well, I am. Hansen is. Tommy is.
Well, that just about covers the field. Well, why is everybody so happy?
Uncle had some money. I get it now. Hansen stole from Uncle, and he won't go to jail now. Tommy was implicated in Uncle's swindling. Tommy won't go to jail now.
And who has a very deep, rasping voice, with the trick of dropping his voice at the end of every sentence?
I don't have a very deep voice.
Are Hansen and Tommy around?
Yes, they are. They're sitting around, practicing grief-stricken looks for the funeral. That happy event is this afternoon. I better get dressed.
Sandra.
Hurry.
Oh, who's hurrying?
I am. Who are you?
Barry Craig. And you?
Well, I'm Tommy. I'm Mr. Baker's secretary.
Well, in his condition, he doesn't need a secretary.
Well, then, I'm Mr. Baker's former secretary.
No, no, I'm the former Mr. Baker, sir. No,
I get it. Relax.
I am relaxed.
Then why are you in such a hurry?
Well, I had to go out to hire some mourners, haven't I?
You have to hire some mourners?
Well, sure, it wouldn't look nice if there were only three of us at the funeral.
No, especially since you'll all be grinning from ear to ear. Incidentally, has your voice ever been deeper?
Heavens, no. Ta-ta.
Goodbye. Oh, back again. Oh, no. Hello?
Good morning, good morning. I'm in a hurry. Hanson's my name.
Oh, why are you in such a hurry?
Well, you see, my tailor is expecting me.
Your tailor?
Well, you'd hardly expect me to attend Mr. Baker's funeral in this, would you?
Impossible.
What are you doing here?
Looking for a man with a deep voice.
Sorry, mine isn't. Goodbye. Why are you looking for a man with a deep voice?
Well, he told me how Mr. Baker was going to be murdered.
Well, of course, that explains everything. What did you say?
That's what I said.
But Mr. Baker died of heart failure.
Well, that's another theory. I like mine better.
Dear me. If I only had the time, but my tailor, you know. Goodbye.
I stayed in my chair for a while, staring at the door that had shut behind Hanson, wondering. I'd been handed my three suspects. There was something else, though, that might help, it occurred to me, in a bookstore. And I chose a bookstore in the same neighborhood as Baker's house.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hello. Do you carry medical books?
Why, yes, we do.
Would you happen to have one on the diseases of the heart?
Well, now, we don't stock many. We had one, but we sold it last week.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm sorry. No, it's funny. The person I sold it to was a very nervous gentleman. I rather suspected at the time that he might have a heart condition himself.
I see. Do you recall his name?
Name? Oh, yes. Yes, I remember. It was Hanson. That's right, Hanson.
Mr. Hanson's taste in literature was interesting. It occurred to me Mr. Hanson himself, if I could pin him down, might be more interesting still. Hello, Mr. Hanson.
Oh, Mr. Craig. Come in.
Thank you. Well, how did the funeral go this afternoon?
Very sad. Very sad indeed. Funerals upset me.
Yeah, I can see how that would be. Have you ever tried reading for your nerves? It's supposed to be very soothing.
Oh, I'm afraid I have no patience for books.
Not even books on heart disease?
What was that? Why, I... Excuse me. Hello? Oh, yes. Yes, of course. At once. Goodbye.
Bad news? You turned pale.
I'm terribly shocked. Tommy, you know him?
Baker's secretary? Yes, I know him.
Well, it seems that something's happened to him.
What?
He's dead.
This not only upset Hanson, it set him in motion. The direction was the Baker house. I approved and went along. Hanson, who phoned you?
Sandra. Apparently, she'd been visiting friends, returned home, and found him.
Of course, it might have been an accidental death, which would mean another point of coincidence, but I don't think so. However, if he was murdered...
You seem to have murder on your brain. You said something about the police thinking Baker was murdered, too.
Not the police. Me.
Oh. Oh. Hello.
Hello, Miss Sander. Have you notified the police?
Yes, I phoned them just a few minutes ago. This is his room. I heard the shots.
But when?
About an hour ago.
You phoned Hanson here only 15 minutes ago.
Well, I didn't know what it was then. Tommy was going to join me downstairs. When he didn't, I realized it must have been a shot. There he is.
Yes. Not at all pretty. Definitely dead. There's a note on his desk.
A suicide note?
Let's see. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. It reads... I killed Baker because if he'd been arrested, I would have gone to jail, too. I thought I got away with it, but the police suspect he was murdered. I can't take it, so excuse the blood. The note signed Tommy.
Well, that sort of clears that up, doesn't it?
Yeah, except for one thing.
What's that?
Tommy's voice wasn't deep enough.
You're listening to Barry Craig, Confidential Investigator, on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this brief intermission.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Thank you, Check It Out listeners, as the one-hour radio show and podcast is celebrating its 250th episode. It's the show that breaks down geek speak into street speak. To commemorate the milestone, Asus, the title sponsor of Check It Out, has generously provided an awesome giveaway. The Asus VivoBook 13 Slate OLED, valued at $599. This two-in-one portable companion can be used as a laptop, tablet, and other modes. And it's the world's first 13.3-inch OLED Windows detachable laptop. To be eligible to win, you need to be a U.S. resident age 18 or older. Send me an email from my website with the words Tech It Out in the subject line, or tag me on social media with the phrase Tech It Out. A random name will be chosen next week. For email, my website is marksaltzman.com. That's Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z. Good luck, and thank you to Asus for your partnership on Tech It Out. And here's to the next 250 episodes.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
And now let's get back to an episode of Barry Craig, Confidential Investigator, on When Radio Was.
And now back to William Gargan, starring as Barry Craig, Confidential Investigator.
The police showed up in a very little while. Tommy's death seemed to be an obvious suicide. I think the police attributed it to insanity. They didn't know what he meant about Baker's having been murdered. As for me, there didn't seem to be much of anything to do at the moment, so I went home and went to bed. This, it would appear, was going to be a case where I didn't sleep. I resisted the impulse to throw the phone out the nearest window and answered it. I'm asleep, and so should you be.
Craig?
Now that you know I'm at home, good night.
Wait a minute. Craig, you told Sandra about someone who came to you in the middle of the night and told you about Baker's murder.
Yes, I did.
You described that voice very carefully. Craig, would you like to hear it again?
Very much.
Then come down here at once. The Kent Club on Marshall Boulevard, and I can arrange it for you. The man with the voice you described is here.
I'd pretty much given up expecting to hear that voice again. But if Hansen said he'd heard it, then it was something for me to find out about. From the time I got the phone call to the time I got to the club, it must have been about a half an hour.
Craig?
I've been waiting for you.
That was the idea, wasn't it?
Yes, but that man whose voice I overheard, whose voice resembled the one you told Sandra about.
Well?
He's gone.
Well, that's not so good. You know who the man is?
No, but I do know something just as good.
What's that?
I know where the man went. I heard him tell his cab driver.
Then let's go there.
Of course, Craig, you realize that I'm not absolutely sure it's the man you want.
Me? I'm grabbing at straws. Anything at the moment is worth trying.
That voice did sound like your description. Baker belonged to the club, too.
It's a possibility. Hanson, Sandra told me you'd been stealing money from Baker.
I don't think I care for that kind of conversation.
I'm not making conversation. I'm asking questions. Was she telling the truth?
What difference does it make?
If Baker was murdered, it might make a lot of difference.
You say if Baker was murdered. Aren't you sure?
We'll know better, won't we, when we meet this man whose voice you overheard.
Yes, we'll know better. The only thing is, suppose something happens to him?
Hey, are we still in the United States? We've been traveling for hours.
Apparently he lives farther out than we realized. Shouldn't be much farther. Craig, mind if I ask you something?
Go ahead.
It's about Tommy. I can see him committing suicide, all right. He never impressed me as being much of anything. But somehow I can't see him murdering Baker.
People rarely kill other people in front of witnesses.
That's not what I meant. Craig, are you sure Baker was murdered?
No.
But you said before...
I said I suspected it. That's something else. However, I am sure of one thing.
What's that?
I'm sure Tommy...
Yes?
...was murdered. I was never a Boy Scout, so I don't know very much about direction in the country. But I was surprised at where I wound up. Where the car wound up was a bumpy dirt road in a very secluded hunk of landscape.
Well, that must be the house up ahead.
Yes, and the house is dark.
Probably took him less time to get here. Must have gone to bed.
Probably.
There's a mailbox. House number on it. Yes, this is it.
Well, let's go visit.
Craig, do you think he'll recognize you?
Sure. I couldn't see him, but he saw me clearly enough.
Well, that's not so good. Are you armed, in case he tries anything?
No. But maybe he won't try anything.
Suppose he refuses to say anything, to speak at all, when he sees you.
That'll answer our question just as well, won't it?
I suppose so. Shall I ring?
Sure.
Well, that would be warning him, though, wouldn't it? Suppose he hears the doorbell, looks out, sees you. He might run away.
He might.
Look, why don't I go around to the back? Then in case he tries to run...
That's a good idea. You do that.
All right. And be careful.
Sure, I'll be very careful. The moon picked out the door, glinted on the metal doorbell. I pushed it. It was a nice night, not too warm, not too cold. However, a guy named Craig was cold. Walking into a dark house with somebody waiting on the other side of the door could have its unpleasant aspects. Nobody answered the doorbell. I hadn't expected anyone to, so I tried the handle. It was very dark inside. I pulled out a book of matches and hesitated. In the darkness, when you strike a match, you make a very nice target. I wasn't sure I liked the idea. On the other hand, I needed a little more action. It would settle things. I lit a match. There was a light switch on the wall, and I flipped it on. Then I walked into the parlor. There wasn't much more to the house than that. Parlor, bedroom, kitchen, and that was all. The bedroom door was open, and no one was in there. The kitchen door was shut, but no light leaked out from under the door. Offhand, you'd have said nobody was home. And maybe nobody was. So I sat down near the table lamp that was the room's only illumination. Somebody made noises in the kitchen. Could have been mice. It could have been the mystery man with the deep voice, or... could have been a high wind that was slowly swinging the kitchen door open. I decided, whatever it was, that I didn't want the lamp to glare in its eyes, so I turned off the lamp and quietly shifted from my position next to the lamp to the other side of the room. That even matters up. It was dark in the kitchen, it was dark in the parlor, and nobody could see anybody. My unlit friend shifted slightly, and I began to get bored. So I grabbed what felt like an ashtray and threw it against the wall on the opposite side of the room. The little stranger didn't like ashtrays. He tried to shoot the one I threw, but the gun flash gave his position away. I know where you are. My gun's pointing at where you are, so drop yours. It didn't work. I hadn't expected it to, which is why I moved fast after speaking. I figured he still had three more bullets, any one of which hitting me could be painful, so... Drop the pop gun, huh?
All right.
Thanks. We can use a little electricity now. Hello, Hanson.
Craig.
My, you're bleeding. Your arm?
Yes, I didn't know it was you.
Who'd you think it was?
Well, I waited outside for a while. Nothing happened, so I came in.
And then when you didn't recognize my voice in the dark, you started shooting at me, huh?
That's right.
Thinking I was the owner of this house?
Of course.
But, Hanson, how could you think that when you yourself own this house?
What? But I don't understand.
You're not very subtle. When you asked me if I was armed before we got into the house...
You said you weren't.
Of course. You see, I knew you were going to try to kill me.
What? How did you know that?
Because you overheard the man with the deep voice.
Well, what was wrong with that?
You couldn't have heard him. You see, Hanson, the man with the deep voice is dead. The police were glad to get Hanson, especially after I pointed out to them that Tommy's suicide note was a fake. They couldn't have known that, but I did. As I told Sandra, first about the note, you see, it said, the police suspect Baker was murdered, but the police suspected nothing of the sort.
You did, though.
Yes, but the only one I told was Hanson, and Hanson himself assured me he never spoke to Tommy. Therefore...
Hanson killed Tommy after making him write the note?
Right.
But, Barry, what about the man who spoke to you in the middle of the night? He wasn't Hanson.
No.
Well, he couldn't have been Tommy.
No.
Well, then who was he?
Sandra, there were three people involved in Baker's possible murder, we thought. You, Hanson, and Tommy.
That's so.
Well, we were wrong. There were four people involved.
Four? Who's the fourth?
The murderer. Baker himself.
Oh.
Then we ask, why did the man come to me in the first place?
Well, he said to make sure his method of murdering somebody would never be detected.
Yeah, that's what he said. But in coming to me, didn't he make sure of the very opposite? Wasn't he making sure that it would be detected?
Oh, Barry, you're very, very brilliant.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, Baker knew he was going to jail. He also knew that very probably Hanson would try to murder him. He didn't care very much. He was an old man and a sick one. But he did want to make sure his murderer would be punished. That's funny.
What is?
If Hanson hadn't tried to make doubly sure he was safe, he probably would be safe. I doubt whether there'd have been enough evidence to convict him of your uncle's murder. But he'll hang for Tommy.
You have been listening to William Gargan in another exciting transcribed mystery drama from the adventures of Barry Craig, confidential investigator.
That was Visitor at Midnight from May 12, 1955. Here's a little bit more about lead actor William Gargan, courtesy of the website ThrillingDetective.com. The main reason why Gargan was so convincing as a detective was that he was probably the only actor of his time who had actually been a private eye. He first worked as a credit investigator and collection agent for a clothing firm. Next, he worked for about a year as a private detective with a New York agency for $10 a day and expenses. Gargan did many of the usual detective jobs. He guarded payrolls, tailing possible suspects, conducting stakeouts, and protecting clients with valuables. He was fired when he lost track of a diamond salesman he was supposed to be protecting. I'm Greg Bell, and my question, though, is about Barry Craig announcer Don Pardo. best known for his many decades of announcing NBC's Saturday Night Live. His full name was Dominic George Pardo, and his middle name was directly connected to his birthday, which was February 22nd. I'll explain, then wrap up when radio was, right after this.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why did you do me this way?
MusicRewind.com presents The Nashville Hitmakers, a collection of 60 songs that helped inspire the Nashville sound movement in the 1950s.
She thinks I still care. A little bit of tear let me down, spoil my act as a clown.
Enjoy this 3-CD set of original recordings sung by Music City influencers such as Jim Reeves, Dolly Parton, Charlie Fry, Kitty Wells, Berlin Husky, George Jones, Patsy Cline, and many more. Order The Nashville Hitmakers at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 today and pay only $19.98. Plus, get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code HITS77.
Billy, Billy, bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow.
Get The Nashville Hitmakers today to experience this unique compilation of songs that has influenced the country music we hear today. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to pay the amazingly low price of $19.98. Remember, it's 77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break, I was talking about famed radio and television announcer Don Pardo. He was born Dominic George Pardo on February 22, 1918, and he passed away at age 96. He acquired his middle name because he was born on George Washington's birthday. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.